Trying to pull it out, and I'ma stick it in. I'm
about to get flagged in the first 30 seconds.
Make them say yeah.
Make them say yeah.
Ooh, baby.
Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. Ooh. Baby.
Cruel Season Podcast. Cruel Season Podcast. We'll be
back. Oh, y'all thought y'all gonna leave me out?
Yeah. Hey, new mixtape coming soon. This is preview. We throwing ideas around. We've been in the studio writing lately, man, but it's coming soon.
Always got auto tune on.
You can change his mic sentence.
I got range.
Jesus Christ, man. Cruel Season Podcast. We back again. This is episode 136.
136.
Amen.
136.
Kenny T is in the building. OT is in the building.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know the Dean is in the building. What's cracking?
I'm D Trill A. See, this another episode of the Crew Season Podcast, man. How you boys on this glorious afternoon?
Y'all know it's
lovely, man.
Just ready to party.
25 lighters on my dresser, yes, sir. I got to get paid.
Paid.
Shout out to Port Arthur, man.
No, that was directed to y'all. I got to get paid. My check ain't came in yet.
Check ain't clear. Mine ain't either.
If you ain't happy with your 1%, we can talk about that during my office hours.
See, we gonna talk about it right now.
9 to 5.
My office hours are when.
Looks like you're working overtime today.
No, man. Yeah, man, we got a hell of a party today.
Matter of fact, it's just turned 5 o'clock. Hey, where my money at?
No, I said 9 to 5. I'm fresh off. I'm fresh off. You gotta catch me Monday during business hours. But yeah, man, we got an interesting docket today. Let's dive right in here. First and foremost, there's a clip that got sent to us probably about 30 minutes before the party even started. He was talking about men stay with women out of survival mode. A lot of men do. We're going to play the clip, man, get y'all take on this breakdown.
Most men stay with a woman because he knows what she brings to the table. It's a lot of men out here that don't even want to be with the woman. They just don't want nobody else to have her because they haven't found no one else to replace her yet. Most men don't want to be with her. They just in survival mode. They need somewhere to stay. They're using her for something, whether it's physically, emotionally, whatever it is, he's using her. A lot of loyal, good women lose themselves because they emotionally invested into this one man, and they're not one of those girls to just hop on this person, hop on this person, hop on to this person. So, and he knows that, and he used that as his advantage to manipulate her, to make her feel small, maybe make her feel ugly, make her feel like she's not worthy enough for another man to come in and take your spot. And he's going to keep on draining her until someone else come along that he really likes or he really want to invest his time into, and then leave her out to dry and be by herself. And that is a selfish man. Meet me at the top.
Say, man, is what a lot of these women just about out of pure survival, man. Have any of y'all ever witnessed a situation
yes.
like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Came up in a situation like that. Whole bump. But one thing I know about them cats, man, they only do what the women allow, man. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like he out there, he got a pistol to her head, man, that forcing him to stay in the house. I'm like, no. She allowed him to drop off that thing. And in return, she provides room and board.
Room and board.
That's how it go, man. And then when someone's mad, they come and he step out on you because he got a lot of time. Now you want to call him a bummer and all that. He been that. You know what I'm saying? He just was a bum meeting your needs that you required right then and there. So, yeah, I wouldn't say it's the man's fault. I would say you got finessed. You allowed yourself to be finessed? That's crazy. I say it all the time. If you a lollipop, you deserve to be licked to the core. Real shit.
But here's the situation. Some might say.
Here you go.
Some might say. Just because I'm part. I gotta introduce the other side. Go. Some would say that means that he lacks integrity because he's preying on somebody that 9 times out of 10 he knows has self-esteem, which is why when he gets to a situation where his money is decent, he on the first thing smoking up out of there after he done used up for everything that she's worth. And they say that that's an issue because, again, he knows her self-esteem is low. A lot of times these women are overweight. A lot of times, you know, whatever. They are in situations that have starkly decreased their market value, and the man know that, but he in there just to get the benefits. So does that speak to his integrity, or is it just like, hey,
boy, you know he ain't had no integrity, man?
I'm saying because of that though, that is it his fault? Is he got to take some fault in that? You say you don't have no fault at all, is what I'm saying.
No, he takes some fault in that, but okay. He only doing what's allowed.
True.
I got a question. What makes it count as integrity? Meaning, I'm asking, like, how does he know whether his integrity is being compromised or not?
Well, I don't think he looks at it that way. I think he looks at it like, hey, this is a situation I'm just taking advantage of. But it's like preying on somebody's weakness, right? It's the same situation that we give when we talk about older men who date younger women.
Mm-hmm.
she don't know no better, she ain't lived enough life, she ain't this, she ain't that, right? Somebody whose self-esteem is beneath the floor, they not making rational decisions.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they grasping for straws. In her mind, she know that that man is probably there for that. You know what I'm saying?
Not even that. Not, I can't say that. Because initially, in her mind, that ain't what she thinking. She thinking, this man showing me some love. Because he in the house, he always around, all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? It ain't until
he's giving, like, her the attention. And
yeah,
all that.
It ain't until shit start happening. And some women, bro, it take years for them to actually come off that trance and to understand, like, this man ain't doing nothing for you but weighing you back.
But see, and that right there speaks to the integrity piece, right? I'm looking at it from his point of view. If I'm coming in and I'm messing with a chick, and I know her self-esteem ain't what it need to be. We see all these jokes about tax time and, you know, go be but with that's other the truth. Shit, different things like that, right? But as a man, I know I'm only here to finesse you. I'm only here to manipulate you. You know what I'm saying? So these dudes be lying, telling, hey, I love you, and I see us having plans, and this, that, and the third, while he just milking her, using her for a car, using her for money, using whatever, whatever, and telling her everything she want to hear to do so. I feel like that's where the strike against the integrity comes in at.
Okay.
But then that's a slippery slope, because that's taken away from women who are, like, out of shape, or women who, you know, whatever, whatever. How do he know that? Because there's plenty of pretty women that got low self-esteem too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how can he know in that situation? So that's what makes it a slippery slope. But I think in situations like that one that he describing, where the chick is just clearly just unattractive, he there just trying to manipulate whatever, because he quote unquote knows what she brings to the table as far as money wise.
And a lot of men live their whole life like that, bro. I witnessed a guy live that for 20 years.
They get around
in my face. Real
praying
shit.
Praying on low self-esteem.
20 years is a hell of a lot of long time, bro, for somebody not to work and only hand out some dick, bro. You know, and that's a lot of long time. That's just real.
That's a lot of dick in that time.
You get what I'm saying?
And, that's a lot of work.
Also, 20 years. That's a lot of work. Then on top of that, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of work on the woman, just the misery that you in.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? And it takes a while, like, especially you that deep, it takes you a long time for you to wake up out that trance. So I get it from both sides, man. He using his leverage, you know what I'm saying, of being there and keeping her in the trance. And for her, she just want a man around.
Here's a question, though. How can that man, not the man, how can that woman differentiate? And so, because I feel like I can look at the situation and just tell immediately, but a lot of people can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had experience, whatever the case may be. Like, if you're talking to a woman in that situation, like, what would you tell her? Like, hey, this man here is trying to use you, or hey, this man, you know, has serious intentions or whatever. Or he just playing, you know. What advice can you give her to be able to indicate?
From what I've seen and what I've dealt with, there's nothing telling her. It's nothing you can tell a woman in that trance. She just got to wake up one day, bro. You know what I'm saying? She just got to wake up one day and say, man, I'm going to leave this motherfucker alone. I'm going to do better for myself. Because odds is that woman had been through some shit in her life. You know what I'm saying? She maybe got some kids and shit that she got to work hard for, regardless if you were standing there or not. So she just take a piece of a man. What can you tell a woman like that that's super busy like that? You can't tell her nothing. Even if she is at the bottom, you can't tell her nothing. Because she's too busy. She's too acclimated into her life and how shit is ran. Right? It takes, in a sense, it takes kids leaving the house and responsibilities to be let off this woman for her to get that free time back to understand what's in front of her. So that's from my experiences.
Mm-hmm. What was the word he used? Is it survival mode?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These women are survival mode, man. I'm sleeping on couches. I'm driving a car. I'm doing what I got. I'm using her just so I can sustain my livelihood.
Yeah, man. I mean, I hear about it a lot. And apparently, a lot of these women are letting these men, you know, make it. I don't know if it's out of loneliness. I don't know if it's out of, you know, just wanting a physical person there. It could be a lot of reasons. But I do see a lot that you'll have men that don't have nowhere to stay, homeless men. They'll go find a woman who has a car, has a decent job, has her own spot, and look at it as a come up.
Right.
And then he kind of has somewhere to lay his head. He has somewhere to, you know, do his duties or whatever. But it's like, as a woman, like, I know sometimes y'all be wanting to feel bad for people and y'all want to help elevate somebody or just, you know, you don't want certain people on the street. I get it. But it's certain men in general. You can't let that man come in your house and then disturb your peace. You got this man not contributing to any type of bills, eating up all your food. He asking you, what we eating for dinner tonight? When you going to the store, we low on milk. Like, you got that man doing all that type of stuff, and he ain't contributed nothing but laying up in your bed and taking up room, breathing your air that you paying for.
PlayStation.
Smoking.
Smoking.
Smoking. And I don't know, man. It's a lot of cats out here like that. And survival mode is probably the perfect phrase to use, just survival mode. Because niggas out here just, it's target practice. It's, I'm going to do what it takes. I'm going to get mine and get out the way.
You know what's crazy?
And as long as she allow it, he going to continue to do it.
All the women that I've talked to after I got gone, because I grew up in this shit. You know what I'm saying? Grew up in what he was talking about. The women that I've talked to when I got grown to actually get their perspective on how they seen it when they was younger, that's the word they use, survival. All of them use that word. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. For him to be spot on like that.
I can definitely see.
So that tells me he didn't talk to a few women that then went through that.
Of course. Kenny T, is it anybody wrong in that situation? Is that because I guess each side is getting what they want. I guess. Mm-hmm. If you look at it from like a total sum perspective, like she wants a man that's attractive and a man that makes her feel away, great sex, whatever, and she getting that to an extent. And he wants somewhere to stay. A quarter drive, place to live. He getting that. That's so is anybody wrong in the situation?
Nope. It's a give and take.
You allowed it. I ain't got nothing to say on it.
Yeah.
You ready to kind of get your take?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I just been weighing it, going back and forth in my head as I'm talking. You know, normally I'm pretty black and white in terms of my opinion on it. But, I mean, just like I said, it's like opening Pandora's box. Like, is she, like, as a man going in, right, do we just assume she's insecure just because she's unattractive? Or because she's overweight? Or because she, you know what I'm saying? Like, do we just assume that? And do we have that same assumption when we're dealing with pretty girls who are insecure or just as insecure, if not more insecure than that woman? So it's a slippery slope, man. But I think, you know, that's why everybody needs to be, you know, working on self-improvement, man. Get into a space to where you can make decisions with a clear head. But when your insecurity is at all time high, bro, you ain't seeing things straight. You just trying to see the little piece that I like that I could just cling to. It don't matter that the rest of it is just going horribly. He disrespecting me. He inconsistent. He coming to here 4-5, you know, in the morning. He taking my car, coming to work late to pick me up in my own car. Like, I'm just disregarding.
No job.
Right? But he's handsome. Sex is good. When we kicking it, it's an amazing time. In her opinion, based on her standards.
Even though I'm footing the bill for everything.
Right.
Crazy.
So it's like, how can I, you know, I mean, is it wrong to prey on somebody with low self-esteem once you find out? Sure. But a lot of people hide it well.
Eating up all the kids' snack they get home ain't nothing there.
Yeah, you know, I think I can, you know, I think I can spot it because I just study people in general. But everybody don't do that. Some people just, because again, some people like hide insecurity. But you have some people, a lot of people who done deleted themselves, Smurf.
Mm-hmm.
You say, man, I was just talking to him last night. He was joking, laughing. Everything was cool. Like, what the hell? Well, how did this happen? The whole time, he been suffering for years, and you mm-hmm. did not know.
Yep.
Women, too. She been suffering for years, and you didn't know. And then all of a sudden, he's like, yeah, such and such passed. What? So, again, people hide their insecurity and stuff that they going through very well. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I think just me in general in that situation, like, once I figure out that, okay, her insecurity is too high, then I'm gonna remove myself. Because I don't like to take advantage of people. Like, it don't really sit right in my conscience. Like, it'd have been situations where I done gave women gifts back. Where they'll try to give me something. Because, baby, I don't like you like that. I'm not gonna take a $500 gift, a $1,000 gift from you. And I know that I don't see you nowhere near in the way that you see me. But a lot of dudes don't care. They taking that. Give me that.
I'm like Will Smith, baby.
Give me that.
Appreciate that. Right. I ain't tell you the vibe, but you bought it anyway. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Saying. But it's just, it just, it don't sit right in my head.
That nigga say, as I cry, I get the dust out my eyes.
So, but you know, again, everybody's different. So, I mean, it's a slippery slope. That's my take on it. But it is plenty of men out here fighting for survival on that woman couch, man. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. Speaking of disingenuous, man, it was a woman who was on a podcast recently talking about how she wasn't the best wife when she was married. Taking accountability, something that they
rare
accused two women of not having, man. We're going to play the clip.
Hell yes. I wasn't the best wife. I wasn't a, man, what? I was nagging. I wasn't emotionally stable. I thought that he was the one that had to make me happy. I depended on him for everything. Yeah. I'm having a bad day. Make me feel better. I didn't like this. Make me feel better.
I'm glad you are admitting that because
that should have been so fucking childlike.
Yeah, liability. Yep. And that's what happens. And we definitely talked about that on a previous episode about how a woman can become a liability in her relationship. And that's
you're acting like a fucking child. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. I mean, are there moments of that? Yes, but every goddamn thing, like you can't hold your own for nothing. Yeah. Hell yes. I wasn't the best wife.
Accountability is it's a beautiful thing, man. It's a very, very, very beautiful thing, man. Salute to Yet There We Are podcast, man. I've been seeing a lot of their clips lately just popping up randomly, man. They clearly cooking over there, so salute to them. What's y'all take on what she had to say? Was there some validity to that? She basically admitted to what men been complaining about for years in terms of, you know, the expectations just being unrealistic. In terms of what they expect from a man, right? Not only does he have to provide and protect and things of that nature, but whenever she's feeling emotionally unstable, fix it for me.
Period.
Regardless of how unrealistic.
I ain't having sex. I don't know what's going on here.
Fix it.
Fix what?
Take this off of my back.
Fix what?
Girl, I just got fired today. Fix what?
Fix it. Fix that and then come fix me.
I'm really mad. You know, go fix your job and then come back and fix me being mad that you got fired. Then you had to go get another job and then come back and fix while I'm mad.
That's crazy.
It's that time of the month.
So have y'all, in y'all experience, man, have y'all dealt with women that had unrealistic expectations? We ain't gonna say no names. Or if even though y'all experienced it personally, have y'all seen it before? I just got unrealistic expectations. Like she said, I wasn't the best wife. I was nagging all the time. I was complaining all the time. I was expecting things.
Man, it's a lot of that out here, bro. It's a lot of that. A lot of that. Women that have kids, bro, and then want a man to step in and act like he just the number one father. You know what I'm saying? He did father the kids himself and want him to pay the bills in the crib. And she get to do what she want to do and have say-so in the house over all things. Bro, you know, but we the problem. We the problem, bro.
We the criminals.
You know what I'm saying? We the criminals of this shit. That hey, like
every time.
Women need to be locked up that do that, fool. Yeah, but it's women out there that expect that from a man. And that's why they single and they calling all men ain't shit because he don't want to step in and be an instant father, be a provider to you and your household, and you may have a kid or two or three. You know what I'm saying? Then on top of that, you don't want to put your money into the household. You know what I'm saying? Because you saying that's what a man should do anyway. So now he's taking the brunt of the family on, and that ain't even his family for real. And let's say a man do that, because a lot of men that do that out here, bro, that go be stepdaddies and all that shit. When he want to have a kid with you, you like, oh, it ain't the right time to have no kid. You didn't tell that to them other niggas. You didn't say that. You just went and had the baby.
Things change.
You get what I'm saying? So when things change, I need to change and get up out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Things change.
And if more men did that, women wouldn't do that shit. So that, bro, they put themselves in that position, bro. Like, we talking marriage and relationship and all that shit, bro. Like, I love when I see a woman that wake up and understand she's demanding too much that she would never do herself. For real, for real. Even as a single mother, you handling kids that goddamn you had a part in putting in this world. So that's your responsibility regardless of what you're talking about. Regardless. But just being on some grown shit and handling some shit and all that type of shit, bro.
that's hard on a man, because not only do you have to lead yourself, you got to be patient with everything around you, because it may not go the way you wanted to go initially. And then you may be dealing with a combative woman that's been traumatized with all these other dudes she's been talking to. That's another level that you got to deal with. And don't let her then deal with some disrespect, because now she done picked up that trait too and think you're going to pick it up. So you got to untrain that. That's crazy. There's a lot of things men go through, bro, and men just don't want to lose that. Men don't want to be wrong about the woman they pick, so they stay longer than they have to, than they should. That's just the reality of it.
Mm. Oh, would you say men are programmed to deal with that type of unreasonableness?
For the most part, yeah. I mean, I think now a lot more men are speaking up about it, but absolutely. Happy wife, happy life, like we talk about all the time. You know, we're used to women nagging, women always speaking what's on their mind, the minute that it's on their mind. They don't ever let it kind of linger or just, you know, let it resonate or whatever. They don't let it be sometimes. They always got to attack it. As soon as they feel it, they got to address it for some reason. And personally, like, that happened to me quite a few times early on in my relationship, especially when I was younger. Mm. It was just like, in a sense, like, here. Like, I'm in need of help in this area here. Fix it. How can you fix it? Can we do this to fix it? And it's like, you know, especially when you're young, you just want to, okay, baby, feeling some type of way. Let me do this. What can we do better? What can we, you know, how can I make this better? How can I make that better? How can I, you know, maybe we need to go out to eat a little more. Maybe I just buy a couple more gifts. Or, like, you try to find what it is that, you know, that's the issue. And she don't even know the damn issue at the end of the day. Mm. That's what you end up learning. It's like, oh, God damn, like, what does make you happy? Let's talk about that. What does make you happy? You know what I'm saying?
And I don't know.
Don't know.
Fix it.
What you want to eat? I don't, like, no, they don't know nothing. They don't know why do you feel this way? I don't know. I'm just in the mood today. And it just, well, damn, you in this mood 20 days out the damn month. Like, okay. God damn. Shit, how am I supposed to fix that for you? Like, so you just have to learn, like, hey, you gotta find your woman who is, like we say all the time, is self-sufficient, and that's in all areas of her life, who know how to manage her emotions, who knows how to even effectively communicate when she's going through those emotions. There's nothing wrong with it, because it happens to everybody, but at the same time, like, you gotta be able to communicate what's going on with you and not just look for somebody to just fix it automatically.
Right.
Because I can give you all the game. We can go to therapy. We can talk to whoever. But if you still have those issues and don't get over it and resolve those within yourself, it's not going to work. It's always going to be the same thing. It's going to be a roller coaster. It's going to be over and over. Same thing. So, yeah, you got to fix that within. And as men, we can't always be looking to be the saviors all the time. Like, sometimes we do have to let them figure it out on their own. As much as we want to protect, like we always talk about, we want to be solution-based and, you know, all this good stuff. Like, sometimes it's okay to just let them figure it out. Let them talk it through. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you got to repeat it back to them or, okay, well, what would you do in this instance? You know, kind of ask them questions and let them talk it out instead of giving them the formula and laying it out. Let them learn from it.
Yeah, I agree. Kenny, how do you, like, as a man, like, if you're advising a young dude, how do you handle that dichotomy in his head, right? Because on one end...
Wait.
Don't throw him off.
What the hell?
Dichotomy.
Come on, B.
Pardon me. Juxtaposition. How do you handle juxtaposition in this situation?
I'm done with this.
I can't take this shit.
Why he always get the easy words?
Say the AP part.
Why he always get the easy words? I'm trying to get us to Good Morning America. Y'all need to get us some.
I'm on Good Night Irene right now.
How does he always get the easy word? That's cold.
Notice spell with Kenny.
B.
I need you to spell
H. She go up there and say diabolical sin. What? Hey,
but not real. So how do you handle that battle within a man's head? On one end, I want to save the fucking day. That's my woman. So when she going through things or she expressing, you know, shit that's uncomfortable or whatever, you want to jump in and save her. That's your woman. You love her more than anything. How do you balance that and just going back to what O said, letting her figure it out within your own head. Like, how do you juggle that?
By leaving her the hell alone?
No.
I feel like the whole situation about when she said not depend on that man to make you happy was big. Hmm. And that should be added into every relationship. Like, it should be, you should look at that man or that woman make you happy as a luxury rather than a requirement or a chore of your spouse.
Wow.
Because you should be able to make yourself happy at any given moment or understand that whatever situation you're going through is not a, it's not a permanent thing. And you know how to adjust that rather than finding somebody like, oh shoot, they make me happy. But when they leave you, then what? Mm. Mm. You don't know how to manage your own emotions, your own attitude. I mean, nothing. So yeah, I just think the main thing is just finding somebody that understands that your willingness and your ability to make them happy is a luxury.
I agree. But how do you spot that confidence in a person? Because, again, a lot of times we don't even be knowing that motherfuckers be having these issues going on in their head till we get into the relationship. But, like, when we messing with them, we dating different things like that, like, what's some of the signs that they're so it's like, all right, yeah, this is something that I can take serious. Oh, hell no, nah, this motherfucker tripping. I ain't about to be carrying this load.
I think that's just conversations that you have whenever you're talking to somebody. When you're being real intentional with someone, you before you get to that girlfriend, boyfriend stage, you have these deep conversations about their life and what kind of experiences they're going through and what they are comfortable with talking about and what they're not comfortable with talking about at that time. That's when you know, okay, this subject is something I need to repeat later on down in our talking stage. And I need to get an answer why this is uncomfortable for them before we take this shit serious.
Right.
Rather than saying, oh, well, they don't want to talk about it. Ah, okay, I'll just look over it. And then next thing you know, you're in a relationship and here it comes. Oh, well, you didn't want to talk about this before. You know, well, shit. I didn't know it was that deep. I don't know if I can deal with this relationship because of that, you know? So, right. You know, like I said, conversation is always the big thing that it ruins. It's a detriment to a lot of relationships because people don't know how to have them. Because, you know, whenever you have those deep conversations or get into somebody's deepest moments, they're going to want to get into yours. And then now you have to be comfortable with letting your deepest issues out. And a lot of us aren't willing to do that.
And you
I'm a person like that. You know, when I talk to somebody wants to have a deep conversation, I'm like, oh, well, I'm not comfortable with that, and I'll just shrug it off. Mm. You know, instead of being like, oh, well, if I want to be real intentional with this shit, they're going to have to know this kind of stuff about me. And if I want to get deeper into their life and what they're going through, they're going to have to be comfortable with having these conversations. Or else we ain't going to work.
I agree. I think also when you're asking deep questions like that, first thing people do is get defensive.
Uh-huh.
And if you early in the dating process, you don't want to push. You don't want to make it awkward, mm-hmm. make it uncomfortable. But a lot of times that'd be pivotal information that you need to know. It's like Kenny said, come down the line and bite your ass if you don't address it. So it's like, again, you know, if I'm, damn, that's why I said, that's why it's so hard to give advice, man, because it's like, there's so many different nuances and so many different things that go into it. But I think you got to just be unapologetically determined to get the information that you're trying to get. Because you know where you're trying to go in terms of the relationship. Mm-hmm. You're the man. You got the plan. You got the structure. You know what type of woman is going to be best for you. Get the information by any means necessary. See, Kenny is like real blunt. So conversation is simple to him because he just say what the first thing that comes to his head. But a lot of people be trying to save women's feelings or save, not even women. If they talking to their homeboy, they try to save their homeboy feelings. Or whatever, if it's something, he telling me something he's doing wrong. All right, let me think of the best way that I can deliver this so I don't. But oftentimes when you do that, you run the risk of not asking it right or not telling them what all they need to know and expressing the urgency in which they need to know it. And that can bite your ass down the line. So I think, you know, you got to find that balance, you know, in terms of just letting things be known. But also as men within the relationship, once you actually get in and a woman expecting you to just save the day all the time, sometimes the best shit you can do for somebody is nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing. I mean, you can listen to them, hear them out, so that they, you know, they don't feel alienated or they don't feel alone in the situation. But in terms of acting, sometimes you got to just sit on your hands. And I know it's hard for men because, again, we wired to just fix it. Whoever comes to us with something, it could be our homie, it could be our girl, it could be our mama, mm-hmm. it could be our sister. First instant, all right, how do I fix this? But sometimes you got to let them sort it out. Because, again, if you continue to fix it, you're going to become a crutch to them. And you're not going to always be able to do that. You ain't going to always be able to fix it. And that one time you can't. that could destroy the whole relationship.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that would be that, man. But, you know, unapologetically express yourself, unapologetically dig for the information that you're trying to get to. And like I said, once you end the relationship, man, so you got to let people sort out their own issues on their own. That's what a therapist does. People always talk about therapy. The therapists don't give you advice. Mm-mm. They literally just ask you questions so you can figure out the issue on your own. Because at the end of the day, it's nothing that they're going to be able to tell you that's going to fix it. You got to want to. Mm-hmm. They can give you a thick-ass blueprint or, you know, a blueprint with a picture book in terms of what you need to go do. But do you have the willingness to do it? So until you get that, it don't matter what somebody tell you. It don't matter how bad somebody want to fix it. So, yeah, that's just that, man. Hell of a clip, though, man. Salute to them. Next one, have a little fun, man. The sevens be the real tens, man. The sevens.
Ready for the fun.
If I remember, Owen Kayla was into it about this, the sevens and the tens. I'm going to play this clip, man, get a little context.
You know, women that, like, have this high expectation for themselves. Like, they think that they a 10 when you're really not. Like, but like, what's really a 10 for real, right? Like, everybody has a different scale. Yeah. You know, like, depending on where you at, your demographic. Like, in Atlanta, like, you know what a 10 is. Like, these Instagram bitches, these big makeup done weave to that. Like, them like
lashes,
10s.
Them lashes you talking about?
Yeah, them damn lashes.
Right.
Yeah. Like, those are, like, deemed 10s.
Mm. Right.
But, like, just look-wise, but, like, when it comes to, like, really breaking it down, like, when it comes to, like, real conversation, these don't be talking about shit. Mm-hmm. Some of these ain't making no money. Some of these using a nigga up. And it's like, are you really a 10? Like, these sevens are really 10s when it comes to, like, everything across the board. Like, these are the real, the sevens are the real 10s. You know, women, that, like, have this high.
I like how they bleeped out every curse word except for that part.
Right. Hey, that's real.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, man, salute to my dog Finesse, man. Killing shit on the social medias. But what he's saying is that, man, sometimes the 10 be overrated, man. Like, be 10 looks wise, but then you get the motherfucker in the situationship.
Been saying that for years.
It's just
saying that for years, bro.
Most pretty women, for real, for real, historically have nothing going on in their life.
What? Historically. What?
Historically.
Wow.
Historically. Yeah, you look most. In the books. For most. You look in the books.
Look in the books.
God damn.
Hey, a nigga just said God damn when he going through. God damn.
He said look in the books.
Look in the books, man. That's facts, man.
What?
He said go back in the history. Check your history books.
That's real. Because we know, when you a drop-dead gorgeous woman, you a 10 like that for real, you've been told you've been pretty your whole life. You didn't got to skip the line your whole life. Any man that has eyes, you didn't got to put your hands on your whole life.
You know, so that ain't their fault.
Mm. It ain't.
That they've been pretty this so, you know,
that
so long.
That is true. You right. That's cool.
So what they supposed to do with that?
But the stupid ones try to continue that all the way through their 40s. And picked up no skills and no money.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You was giving up that ass for the light, for a temporary lifestyle. Because let's just face it, how many men on this planet for real marry, like, and be with somebody to their deathbed type of shit? Like, even 20 years to a 10 woman. It ain't a lot of them. Why? Because she was a bimbo. You was a toy.
According to them, it's a lot of them. All their friends, 10s. If you ask them women. I know we would say different. But.
Exactly. So, but I'm just saying for the bona fide 10, like every man, like just about every man in line say, yeah, that's a 10 right
10
there.
10 is in the eye of the
beholder. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, the ones that have that, yeah, most of them be pretty bums for real. Be pretty bums, dog. They don't have nothing going on, no skills, no nothing, bro. Barely can form a sentence. So, and that be the ones that later on in life, they like, I'll take anything. So they go get the 5'3" round fellow that just got some money. And they go have a fat. Bro, I know y'all see it running around Houston, bro.
I need to confirm.
You know what I'm saying? You'll see her with her man. You like, God damn. But then, you know what I'm saying? You'll notice she up in age. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn me, the dude she with, you know he ain't got no confidence. He don't know the game. He ain't been in the streets. He don't know nothing about her old life. And she retired the game with that. But there's only so many of that, too.
Wow.
There's only so much of that. The rest of that is done. That's why most of them be back in the hood or living with they sister or brother when they get older, man. Because they ain't got nothing. They can't take care of nothing. It's a cold game, bro. He ain't lying. And the sevens, they get their shit together because they are not afforded the same privileges that tenants afforded to skip the line.
They have a little work ethic behind
them. They got to have that work ethic behind them.
I mean, what he's saying is very true. They got a little humbleness about themselves.
They're humble, all that type of shit. Loyalness, all that type of shit, bro.
Kenny T, the sevens are the real tens, man. Speak to it.
Kenny said he don't know what seven looked like.
I got to go back through the books.
Kenny ain't looking for no seven right now.
Historically.
You got hilarious.
That's wild.
He know I ain't lying. That's why he can't find it.
Fuck. Damn.
Come on, kid.
Damn.
Because I don't want to base this judgment off of just, or we're basing this judgment off of just looks, right? This 10 status.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
That's how he presented it.
Yeah. And most of them just be bimbos or nothing? Man. Mm-hmm. I got to go back through the
well, logs. Hey, he know about Sarisha shit. Rolodex. When he ain't going to say nothing, I don't want to say nothing. I wouldn't give it away.
I wouldn't call her a 10, though. I would call her a 7.
Okay.
So, and if we're going by that,
okay, cool.
I would call her a 7, and
okay.
She's
still a bimbo. Okay.
So, I mean.
But would you say, in your experience,
mm-hmm.
I'm just asking from your experience. For the women that weren't as fine, they may have still been fine, but for the women that weren't as fine, did you feel like they had more personality and just more
charisma?
Just more everything about themselves versus the woman that
did
was
they
like,
had more, they had
the,
more.
The woman that was a 12, mm-hmm. like was the 7-ish, 8 kind of more valuable overall than the other one?
Your the experience. Ones I've talked to? Yeah. Man, you got to go by careers they had and conversations would differ.
Mm-hmm. Differ?
Differ between them. Mm-hmm. Man, that's a hard question to answer, though. I'm not even going to lie to y'all.
Damn. Got him.
It is, though. Like, as if we just going off of looks, you know, then you would say, yeah, the Instagram models, you know they're going to be bimbos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not, let me not say that.
Oh, no, you not said it. Say you know it.
They're leaning to it.
You know they're leaning to it. Come on, Kenny, come on.
Because some do be slightly intelligent, I think.
Very true.
But I'm not going to say always talk to tens, you know.
Right.
It's hard to talk to tens, you know, so. Man. Let me think about this. Let me think a little harder.
All right.
Well, I'll go. Don't worry about it.
No. Go ahead, old dog. Go ahead, man. I try to say you for last because I already know this right here, your topic. Like I said, you got into it with Kayla about it because she didn't believe you when you said it.
I just, yeah. I mean, going back, it's just once you put all everything together, I mean, going back to what Smooth was saying, It's just almost been a part of their life, especially ones that's been fine since like kindergarten. You got girls that's been cute, been attractive, and boys been running after them since they was in grade school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's just what it is. And they grew into it, got even, you know, prettier as they got older. Some women were, you know, being placed in certain positions. Now, of course, they're going to say, well, you know, I did have to apply for the job. I had to get the interview. I had to do all these things. So I worked my ass off to get to where I got it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can say yes, but, you know, you don't want to be hating on them because they did work to get there. But there are situations where you know they got there because they looked good.
Does that not work on the man's side?
And that would make the company look good.
Does that not work on the male side, too?
What
looks?
Pretty privilege?
Being handsome.
What they call it? They call them
for
handsome.
For a brief moment.
A girl said handsome handouts.
For a brief moment.
Pretty privilege and handsome handouts.
Handsome handouts.
For men, for a brief moment. Yeah, you can be drop dead handsome as a man.
Could it not be a detriment to a pretty woman
in a hiring process with all women and they know that she's very beautiful.
Yeah. Yep.
It's competition.
Because women catty.
Mm-hmm.
Especially older women and the girl pretty and young. That could definitely be an issue.
And she will. She wears something that's
not to throw the conversation off, you know what I'm saying? But you see these teachers nowadays, they got form-fitting body. They can't even wear a certain dress because their body is just naturally fit. And then teachers get mad because they look like cupcakes. And she just look Coke bottle.
Michelin man.
Yeah. I'm serious, though.
You know, I know.
Get mad. Oh, she shouldn't be wearing that. She can't wear this. She can't wear that. Now you're telling this woman what she can wear to work.
But if she was flat all the way around, they wouldn't say nothing.
Now you sexualizing work. You ain't sexualized work ever at work.
So I mean, not to throw the conversation
Kinda in here,
but I've seen that the women that has been that not as attractive,
mm-hmm.
but they still look good. They overall they had to prove themselves, whether it was personality, characteristics, their work ethic. They had in some shape or form they had to step it up
to the table.
They had to step it up to prove themselves to say, hey, I'm worth being here just like everybody else.
Exactly.
So I agree what he's saying, and a lot of times that. Those women that get married, because they'll get dirty with you. They're not going to complain. They're not going to tell you what you should be doing for them.
Mm-hmm.
Or you got to chase me.
And that's
you
a woman that
is clear. Do they accept more betrayal, though?
No.
Because they don't look as good as this 10 that knows, hey, I'm a bad motherfucker, and you going to treat me this way?
No,
you must have lost your mind instead of this 6 over here. Like,
prickly ones, they the ones put up with anything.
I said they probably take more betrayal.
They take more anything.
They're not used to that.
Grandma, look, I'm going to put you in this apartment and I'm going to get you this car and I'm going to still get on these. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when I come in, I'm in. You hear me? When I'm out, I'm out. Don't contact me. And then bam, a year later, the lease in a month. You got 30 days to get out of there. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I just took the car back. They just towed it up out of there.
Mm.
I agree with that, because a lot of them are so concerned with public perception that they'll stay in a relationship anyway, especially if they link to a guy and both of them is lit and they, you know, known as this couple or whatever, you know, whatever. They're going to stay in that situation just from a marketing perspective. And that sounds crazy when we talk about relationships, but from a marketing perspective, from a perception perspective, I'm dating this NFL guy. I'm not leaving him just because he's cheating, and I'll take the risk of go dating somebody
a 10 with an NFL guy. What if it's a 6 with an NFL guy? You think she wouldn't put up with that?
I think when women are in love with a man, all of that goes out the window. Honestly.
So the number don't matter? The look rating don't matter?
I ain't gonna say it don't matter at all, but I'm gonna say that is immaterial as far as they willingness to stay with a man. I feel like once a woman is in love, they all stupid.
Mm. I'm just trying to get balance on, you know, a 10 staying with the NFL guy rather than and let him do whatever. If he gave a 6 the same benefits, do you think she would still stay there?
I think...
Yes.
I think she would stay, but it would be for different reasons. You see what I'm saying? Like, but both of the reasons are important to that specific woman, specific to a scenario. But I think, you know, again, it's kind of hard to gauge that. But look, you would think, right, that hey, she look good. First sign of infidelity, I'm out. But it don't work like that. When you in love with somebody, and like I said, when you're in that situation,
no skill
to what public perception, and you not making your own money either.
Mm.
That man is funding your lifestyle. So you staying there for livelihood purposes as well. Compared to that 7, she might got her own bag already.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now I'm thinking about the more I talk about it.
I think this conversation is going sideways.
Nah.
We're saying the 10 is not getting a bag at all. And we're saying the 7 is most likely going to have a bag. If we're going to weigh this option the same way, they both got to be in the same circumstances, right?
No, because we talking the field. We ain't talking one side and other side. We looking at the whole field. Most average women hustle-wise is way better than a woman that didn't have to skip the line.
I'm not going to say that.
Mm.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that.
Come on.
I'm just saying I want the playing field to be even.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to say a 10 has no job, we can't say, oh, this she's pretty.
If the playing field is even, the pretty girl is going to win all the time.
She has no job. And then we say, oh, it's a 7. The 7 still looks goddamn good.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Right.
And then the 7 has a bag as well. I mean, you already made the 10 look like shit anyway.
Nah, but no. It's not that you make her look like shit. It's that they got a way out to be in the same room amongst these men that we're talking about, right? Like, if one person is just has hellified looks and that's just what it is, that alone, you get her in the room. But a seven, her being a seven alone with no job, the same circumstances that this woman has, she's not being in that room. Like, she got to know some people, network, got some money, the work ethic.
Hit the back door.
That Smooth is talking about. That's what gets her in that room. Looks alone ain't going to do it. So it's hard to, okay, we're going to strip everything, and we got an attractive, super attractive woman and a seven. Or is the likelihood the same?
And they can't do that. And they're getting into a party.
Right, yeah, let's say a private NFL. You know how they be doing in Houston all the time.
Well, yeah, the team gonna get in the fucking door.
That's what I'm saying. So for them to even have a chance at the same guy, the seven got to bring something extra that the 10 don't have.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And that's all we saying, bro.
But
and
you know,
more the times than likely, the seven is bringing more because she know I have to compete.
Yeah, and again, don't get me wrong. It's not saying that all super attractive women just bums.
Yeah, that's not saying
some of them out there getting to it, but do they have to? No, in comparison to a seven. A seven has to get to a bag because it's no guarantee. There's a way less likely chance that I'm going to run into a super rich guy that's going to just pull me out of the depths of hell, as Smooth would say, and save me because I look good.
Right.
So because of that, I done had to work my ass off to graduate. I done had to get my job. I done had to get my own everything. That's not saying that she can't meet a guy like that and fall in love, but the likelihood of that is totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Unless she out there grinding and separating herself at least in that way. That's all I'm saying.
So you didn't have one on the bottom of the bottom be wifed up and cuffed up.
Pretty as hell.
Just because they pretty as hell.
That's facts. We see it. Like, I know four right off the top of my head that don't work.
You know what I'm saying?
Just get taken care of. Can't claim to do it publicly, but just get taken care of.
Real talk.
Rent paid for, car paid for, all that, just because she fine.
There's very few that's fine and that's stable with a husband. They married, they got a lifestyle together, they all that type. It's very few of them.
But you know why? You know why? Which is ironic. Why? Is because they lack the qualities that the seven had to work her ass off to get.
Mm-hmm.
It's like old saying, the humility, the work ethic, she's fun to be around. She's cool. She's easy to talk to because she done had to sharpen her personality up and get it to where it need to be.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker, all she had to do was look good all her life, and she done just been pulled into a certain situation. Pretty privilege exists for a reason. That ain't no myth. That's a fact. So because of that, it's real easy to get complacent. You see what I'm saying? It's just like a star athlete who was born with a 45-inch vertical and built like LeBron. He more times than not, he not going to work as hard as somebody that's born 5'11", 160. He had to work his ass off to even get looked at to where this person, all he had to do was, we walk in the gym, 6'9", 250, 45-inch vert. I don't give a damn. Who, he never played before. He going to play today. Let's sign him up.
Right.
It's that type of situation. You see what I'm saying? So life, you know, deals you a hand, but it's on you to put that work in to try to even it out and give yourself the best chance of winning. And let's just be honest, most super, super attractive chicks, it's not putting too much work in.
Not at all. And they're going to say they don't need to.
And right. They in a sense, they should. Because you do yourself a disservice. Let's just face it. Your looks going to fade one day, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Your looks are gonna fade. So if you just been standing there just looking pretty and you never picked up anything, bro, you gonna accept anything on the back end of your life too. So for your whole life, on the front end of your life, you didn't accept anything and didn't pick up anything. And then on the back end, you're gonna be clamoring for something and you're gonna accept anything from a person that you wouldn't even get a time of day if you had your shit together.
But you know why it's hard to see that? Because even if you fast forward that seven, let's say that the seven didn't find a man, it's going to be harder for her on the back end to find a man than it is for that attractive woman. Because sure, the attractive woman looks faded, but she fading from a 10 to a 7. Mm-hmm. You fading from a 7 to a
5.
You know what I'm saying? So it's that type of situation. So they mindset in terms of the 10 don't even work like that. Because I got so many options available to me right now, I feel like this shit going to always come. It's just like a drug dealer. Right, when that money is coming in, you feel, nigga, this is my lifestyle. My expenses is going to match this. This money coming in forever. And then you get booked. You know what I'm saying? And then get out, and now you're working at McDonald's. That lifestyle is different. But when you in it, when you in your prime, which a lot of these women are, 19, 20 to 25, to 25, 26, where they at every, you know, Drake party and James private party or whatever the case may be, and they getting invited here and invited there, and just because they fine. They feel like, nigga, the options are plentiful. Matter of fact, I'm curving blue chicks because I want this specific one. Huh. In their head, they feel like I'ma always have these options. I'ma always have them. And that causes them to not sharpen up the rest of what they need to sustain that relationship.
And you know why I would say that is naive and kid-like? Because you're not the first of your kind. You had other women before you that lived this life, and they living in the depths of hell now.
Mm-hmm. But they
you should
them.
Pick up that, like, hey, let me pick up a skill. Cause, but let's just
but,
face it,
they're going to say that I'm not them.
The same way.
That's how they're going
to
look at it.
Again, we could bring it to streets. To the streets.
No, I get what you're saying, though. I get
you
what
right.
You're 100%
right.
You're 1,000% right.
I know, but I hear you. And it's, I understand the thinking, but That's a failing mindset. That's an incomplete mindset. So that's why everything in your life is incomplete.
But see, most people don't understand that until they go through it. Again, mm-hmm. It's just like in the streets. You seeing people before you get into the streets. You seeing people get locked up. You seeing people get shot. You seeing people get robbed. All that. But in your head, you thinking, that ain't going to be me. I'm going to move smarter. I'm going to do this. They ain't going to catch me. And then you get on your little run and you doing your thing,
bro.
And then it happened to you, and now it's like, okay, fat meat is greasy. Let me change the way that my lifestyle works. But by then, shit, you got a record. By then, you got a bullet hole, or you might not be able to walk, or you may be whatever.
But I don't understand.
That's how they view it, bro.
Because it's a bunch of men out here. We see it every day, all day. That's willing to give women money, bro, and a big amount of money.
Yeah, I seen the other day they was giving my girl, but I ain't gonna say that. But they was giving my girl, she made like $900 in the morning.
Yeah,
she was like, hey, I need some money for coffee. I'm niggas sending hundos.
What?
It's a fact. I seen it. That's crazy.
And that's on a small scale. If you start,
so what
business,
kind of skill? I got a skill.
I'm about to say,
I got a damn skill. I gotta ask for money.
But you gotta realize they got men out here that'll fund a whole girl business. Hey, baby, you got something starting up? Mm-hmm. All right, I need the tax write off anyway. Won't even chuck that same thing to their partner. You know what I'm saying? Or a family member that they know. You get what I'm saying? But a woman that they don't know from nothing, just because she drop dead gorgeous. Hey, baby, here go 10 racks. Put that towards your business.
They be going crazy with the money. So I ain't gonna lie to you.
Here go 20 racks. And then she go blow it instead of, you know what I'm saying, try to get that money to work for. Because if somebody giving you that type of money and you learn how to work it, bro, eventually you're going to get enough money from the hand that's feeding you. And then once you start investing it, you're going to make enough money off of it to where you don't need somebody to feed you.
But look, Smooth, let me stop you right there.
Then once they start making a lot of money, then they don't need a man at all. They just do whatever they want.
Hey,
right. But
that'll free you from being in hell.
But who mind is thinking that long term at 20?
Right.
Damn, you're right.
Because this is the problem in which these women are getting chosen by all that. Who mind work like that, that young?
Remember I said the trans in the last segment?
Mm-hmm.
They get stuck in the pretty trans.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is going, I'm going to always have options. Okay, let's say that the options I got now go away.
Dang.
I'm going to have brand new options. Mm-hmm. I'm going to always have options.
Mm-hmm.
And if my body starts slipping, I'm going to pay that $5,000, go down there to Miami, do my thing, or go to Columbia or whatever, and get myself right back right, and we right back in the game, brand new over again. Mm-hmm. Brand new options. So that they think it ain't going to never end until it ends. I will say, though,
today, it seems like the pretty women are trying to change themselves. Like you'll see more of them, like, actually getting to the bag, got a business. Because I think on the outside looking in, it looks like they're trying to change that perspective about them.
Mm.
Because when we know so many, you know, nines, tens, whatever, who not, you know, having much to provide outside of, you know, physical appearance and sex. So, but I think they get into it a little bit more today. There's still a lot of them that who we talk about is in that category. But I think some of them are trying to, you know, change the perspective of them. I will say that. And then a lot of women going to tell you the same thing, especially women that's making money.
Mm-hmm.
All my friends making money. All my friends got bags. And they bad niggas. That way. So.
It's hard being handsome all the time.
You know?
Hard goddamn work.
Not you, man.
Hard work.
You know? Shut up. Y'all ugly.
Hard goddamn work. You
know? Handsome and girthy.
Oh, niggas always got it. Always got to go too far, man.
You always got to go to
girth is not extreme.
Got to go too far every time.
Girth is definitely within reason.
Handsome and planted.
Handsome and girthy is the name of this part.
I hope not.
Handsome and girthy. That's the name of this part. I'm not.
Ain't no fucking way. Nah, I'm not co-signing. I'm not with it.
I'm vetoing.
I'm holding against that. Group picture up on the damn screen, and I see Handsome and Girthy above our faces. Come on, dog. Come on, man.
I'm rolling with it. Hey, come on, I'm rolling. We had two long strokes. We can't put Handsome and Girthy.
Two long strokes is hilarious. Yeah.
We got Girthy. We got he more Girthy.
Yeah.
Come on, now.
Yeah.
Hey, we did it.
It must be y'all three up there.
Nah, it was us three. Was you was there.
You was in it. Wow.
You named it.
You played a part in it.
I was the Girthy one.
Nah,
you got me. You got me.
All right, man.
It was me. I admit it.
I'll give it up.
I'll take that.
You're right.
Oh, man.
All right, man. On that note, we'll get the quickest. Jesus Christ. You got me, it's crazy.
Darn. Fiddlesticks.
It says, I'm not finding people who can improve me while dating. Play this clip, man. I forgot what this is even about. It's gonna be new to me.
Are single women with no kids who are college educated.
Yeah.
And they are having trouble finding mates because they're like, I'm at this level.
Yes.
And I'm looking for someone to elevate me. And I'm not finding a lot of candidates that are going to meet me or improve me. Mm. And I think that is what a lot of people are missing.
I think that's an excuse though. There are educated women out there who can find good men, but the real question is, what they're not going to tell you is how many successful men that are on their level or above their level that they passed off for silly reasons.
That's true.
See, that's something they're not going to tell
you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
See, that's absolutely what we don't know. We just hear, I can't find nobody.
But
no,
what did you do to run him off? Like,
yeah,
that's the question.
But you're not going to hear, right, but you're not going to hear how many of those good, successful
good
dudes
man is
did you turn down? How many did you not give your time to?
I can't find nobody that can improve me, can elevate my situation. You understand? I done went to school. I done got degreed. I done started my business. I got my bag. I need somebody who can elevate me. And I can't find it, man. Kenny, is that really that hard to find? Somebody that can elevate you as a man.
Why y'all got to come to me first about all these questions?
Because you don't never go first. We come to me first today.
Do I have to speak for me or can I just speak
for you?
What they talk
about? No.
I don't want to speak on why they can't find a man that they want.
Yeah.
That's what I want to speak on. The reason why they can't find a man.
Uh-oh.
Because they want to meet somebody that's either on their level or past their level. There's good men that just don't make the same amount of money as you. So you want them for financial reasons or you just want them to be a good man that can hold his own and is financially stable. See, men, when they're like me, if I speak for myself, if I don't need nobody that's on my level or above my level. I could find somebody that's not on my level financially. I just need a good woman that knows how to be a woman and rest in her femininity. That's a hard word to say.
It is hard. Especially when you're rolling.
And just be a good woman to me. You don't have to be making as much as me. You don't need all that. I just need you to be a woman.
What does that look like? You said femininity, but I need you to break that down. It's a lot of women. We have a lot of women followers. I'm sure they're interested to find out what does that look like.
Well, don't hop in my DMs. But I would say...
They getting dead in his DMs.
Hey, Kenny.
What does a woman look like? One that's emotionally stable, knows how to control her emotions, who's secure about herself, who understands how to make herself happy and who loves herself, one who stands on her moral grounds, and I think that's about it.
Okay, so let me pivot.
Mm-hmm.
So what can she do for you specifically that you would find useful aside from those things? Because you name things that are self-improvement, which I feel like is the most important thing.
True.
But what can she do for you specifically?
For the ones that's listening.
That could be useful to you, that you'd be like, okay, yeah, she's I don't want to say irreplaceable because nobody's irreplaceable, but she could really benefit me by doing X, Y, Z.
Otis, don't do that.
What's up?
She was leaning over.
No.
That's a good question. I would say a woman that could benefit me would be who stands within her grounds and communicates strongly, but has the emotional intelligence to not force her emotions on me. Because I'm not a very emotional man. So when I went into a woman that's very emotional and wants me to feel the same emotions as her and express my emotions the same way she expressed them, that's just a turn off to me. I need a woman that understands how I am and understands that I'm not an emotional person, and then slowly, gradually works that out of me. Not just enforces it right then and there because that's how you are.
No, but wait. Let's stop right there, because I feel like that right there is powerful, and we don't really hear men speak about that. I need a woman who can help me sort out my emotions gradually, not try to just expect me to flip the switch and be just as emotionally expressive as you are. I don't feel like men say that enough, but that's some real shit. Because you either have that, women try to force you with their emotions, or women who just don't give a damn
just dumping
about your emotions at all. Mm-hmm. And I don't want you to unpack. That is not manly. I need you to be over there. But when you know what I'm saying? But so that's interesting. Yeah, I need a woman who can help me sort out my emotions gradually. Damn. Okay, pardon me. I didn't mean to cut you off, but that had to be acceptable.
What else I would say?
Yeah, that woman could do for you specifically that could be of use to you.
Damn, that threw me off my whole thought process.
Something
else that would be useful to me for a woman. Have to be something that I don't already have or obtain or know how to process with. Damn, we're going to have to edit this pod like a motherfucker.
No,
I would also say...
real, raw, and uncut.
You want it real?
Uncircumcised.
Oh, my God.
Nah, we are circumcised. I'm circumcised.
This nigga just said we.
Pause. Big old pause.
Please edit that out. Please edit that out. Please edit that whole part out. The name of this part is Circumcised.
Jason, if you catching this.
Damn. Crazy. Big pause. You hear me?
Big and circumcised.
What's the time stamp on that? 107. Timestamp that.
What else would I require of a woman? That's a hard conversation to answer.
It is.
To be on the spot like that.
Yeah, big dog, but that's just something I was thinking
about. Oh, yeah, that is what it is. I mean... I would have to say, I see emotions.
You know why I think it's so hard to answer? It's because men don't feel right asking women for things for us specifically.
Yeah.
I think we
already feel like we have everything set out, you know, sometimes, you know, except for my emotions. And it's hard to find out what you really lack on.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? And... All right, go ahead.
How did you ask it to him?
I asked him, like, because he was talking about, you know, I just need a woman to be a woman when she's around me. And I was like, okay, well, what does being a woman look like? Mm-hmm. So he started naming things that was, you know, I needed to be confident. I needed to be secure within herself. I needed to be happy, be the initiator of her own happiness, you know, things of that nature. Like, I need her to come to me whole is basically what he was saying. And then I was like, okay. Which I agree with, and I feel like that's the most important aspects that a woman should have. But also, what can she do for you specifically in terms to that would make you say, okay, nah, I need this woman in my life. This is something that she does for me specifically that, quote unquote, elevate me or improves me, according to the video. And then Kenny was like, she can help me sort out my emotions. I'm not that emotional of a guy, but don't, you know, love bomb me with emotions. Expect me to be emotional like you are, but just be patient with me and help me work out my emotions gradually. Mm-hmm. So that was a hell of a fucking answer. I don't think I've ever heard that put like that. But yeah, so that's the question: what can that woman do for you specifically that could elevate you, that could improve you?
A lot, man. For me, it's being my counsel, being my super counsel. You know what I'm saying? Because I know as a man, all men, we think about bigger picture, getting to the goal quick, wherever we can get to. You get what I'm saying? Now, I may not be thinking like I got to do this to do that. I got to do this to get this result. That's where my wife come in at. That's where my lady come in at. Slow my thinking down. You get what I'm saying? So I would say hire counsel. Hmm. And knowing how to keep us private. Our relationship is public, but our relationship is private. If you know, you know. You know what I'm saying? Hmm. So I would say those two things. Oh, man.
I mean, because you don't want to give a cliche answer. You know,
of course.
What I'm saying?
You start. Yeah. You want to be specific to you. Because the irony of this question is that you got to basically call out your flaws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's a hard thing for people to do. You know, it's just in general. Yeah. It's not, you know, in a malicious way. Like, I'm trying to hide my shit. But it's just a lot of times we ain't really unpacked what all of the flaws is that deeply to be able to express them like that.
Yeah, because my flaw is I want to get there. And tell us how I got to do it. You know what I'm saying? And over the years, I know I'm going to get there. It's just the way I'm going to get there. I'm going to listen to my wife, and she going to guide me. You know what I'm saying? Of course, my hand is on the ship. I got the final say. Mm-hmm. But if I'm working this hard, I can't look at what I'm doing and look up to try to steer the ship at the same time. I don't have four eyes on me. But my wife can look up and not work as hard as I do. And that'll get us there. As a team, as a unit.
Here's a question. I'm a rephrase the question, because y'all in relationships. If that great woman that you with right now was not there, what's different about you?
Selfishness. No patience. Focus would be off. Yeah, my supreme focus would be off. I don't know. And as a man, I don't know how I would do with commitment. I don't know how. At 32 years old, single man, above average, single, I wouldn't know what my commitment would be.
None.
You get what I'm saying?
These hoes are.
So, and then on top of that, subconsciously, I see it all the time in men, bro, and they just can't admit it. Like, that makes you selfish, especially if you're a man and then went and got some money. You know, got some real money. You know, you can afford nice things and you like nice things and all that type of stuff. You know what type of woman that breeds. You know the type of space you stepping in, what type of women that you're dealing with. So in a sense, that makes you selfish, because subconsciously your heart may be in the right place of being a giver and being a sharer of all the shit that you didn't accomplish for real. But your heart is also on, you don't want to lose none of that shit either. So it's a double-edged sword for you. It's a blessing and a curse at the same time. But most people won't admit that. Yeah, I'm a giver. But if someone takes it away from you in the midst of you giving, are you really the giver? If someone takes it away from you in the sense of you giving it to them, mm-hmm. right? But while you giving it, they taking more than what you giving. That ties you to your things. That ties you to your house. That ties you to your car. That ties you to your way of life. Mm-hmm. Right? Because most men that makes money like that, especially if they're a single man, no kids and all that, the number one thing they scared of is getting a woman that's going to take the shit that they ain't help build. That's what I mean by you a giver, but they taking more. You get what I'm saying? So it's two roads that you walking at the same time. Can I trust this person with what I done built for myself already? And at the same time, can this woman or man, because women get into their money, can they help build on the shit I already laid?
And you're basically saying that if your woman not in your life right now, you wouldn't have faith in any of those.
Any of that.
Gotcha.
Any of that. I wouldn't even give you the opportunity. I wouldn't even give you the opportunity to even have that space with me.
Oh, if that great woman is not in your life, how are you different today? From a character development perspective, from a maturity perspective, all of that. Give me that. How are you different if she's not there?
I probably wouldn't be so locked in and focused. I mean, because with you being single, You can do whatever you want to do, however you want to do it. Because you only have to answer yourself at the end of the day. Now, of course, unless you're being reckless out here and dropping babies on people, that's different. But, like, if you're not doing that, like, can't nobody really stop you in what you want to do and in what you want to achieve. So it'll be hard just staying locked in. That really would take a lot of discipline because, like, when you have a family, when you have somebody counting on you, there is really no room to mess up or just be wild and reckless, things like that, because you got people counting on you. You got people that, you know, are expecting you to provide a roof over their head and, you know, food and trips and going out to eat and things like that. So, but when you're by yourself, it don't matter. You can make something stretch for as long as you want to. You can spend as much money as you want to because nobody else going to be affected but you. You got to live with that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be more reckless and be cool with it because, like, it's me. I'll figure it out. I'll find a way to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do that when you have a partner. Like, you say, hey, baby, I just spent $3,000 at the casino, you know what I'm saying? I didn't tap into the savings. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's going to look at you crazy.
I knew I was going to get up, man. They took it from me.
Not only are you looking at yourself crazy, she's looking at you crazy, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if it's just
you. You're more disciplined with your decisions.
But if it's just you, it's like, you know, you could beat yourself up on it, but it's just you. You know,
right.
You know, you don't have nobody else in your ear or nobody else that you've let down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I'm not saying that's exactly how I would be, but I definitely know I wouldn't be as focused and wouldn't really be intentional with each step that I'm taking.
Yeah.
I'm definitely would be a little more careless. Because, I ain't going to lie to you, I was more careless. Well, we good. I'm good. I'm healthy. I got a roof over my head. I'll be all
right. Right.
You know, so, but yeah, when you get somebody that's counting on you, that it changes.
Okay, so let's deep dive and get a bit more specific in terms of her. What's something that she brought out of you that you didn't know was there before you met her? In terms of a trait, something like that. Just like, damn, I didn't even know I liked doing this shit until.
I didn't know. I mean, it's a little bit hard. Pause.
Bro, why do we gotta do that in this era, man?
I can't even laugh now.
No,
I can't say no.
No,
because Kitty's throwing laughing.
Kitty fault. It's Kitty fault.
Bro, people crazy, dog.
I was laughing because he said it, but still. Nah, you don't even
see what I'm saying?
No.
This is why we can't communicate among black men.
I know some of the stuff I feel like overall, I'm not even gonna lie.
I hope not.
I felt like at this age,
right,
I've done enough work on myself to where I know what I like and I know what I don't like. And there are a lot of things that I'm open to.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like I said, when we went to Austin, we went kayaking and shit like that. Like, she planned all that stuff out. And at first, she'll tell you herself, I was like,
really feeling
kayaking
in
Austin. But then I went out there and had a ball. Shit, I'm like, we want to go back tomorrow?
Right.
Because that's how I am. If I like it, I'm trying to go back again, experience it again because, you know, I was really rocking with it. But I think another thing she helped me bring out, too, was get me more comfortable with just being myself.
There we go.
I think a lot of times in my past relationships, I had to kind of taper off and cut off a little bit of pieces of who I was naturally. And it honestly never felt comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, one example, I was, you know, joking too much with this one girl and she took it the wrong way. I'm like, I can't deal with you. That's all I do is joke. My boys, my family, my mama, anybody. Everybody getting these jokes. Everybody getting
so
these
jokes. So you was like, oh, boy.
Yeah, he was a bad guy.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
That's how you like jokes.
He was joking in front of her family.
Everybody getting these jokes. Nobody's safe. Respectfully. But like just
ain't no joke ever respectful.
Half true.
Right.
But yeah, just overall everything, just the way I communicate, just let me get my stuff off. Like whatever's on my mind, like you ask me a question, you ask me how I feel about something, And I'm like, okay, before I get into this, I want you to understand, I'm giving you a raw thought, and I'm giving you honesty, and there's no way attacking you. Is, you know, I'm not trying to make you feel the type of way. I'm just simply saying, you asked me a question, and I'm simply telling you how I felt in this moment when it happened. So let's go off that. And so we had plenty of conversation off that, and I'm just able to really just let it be and be myself instead of me trying to taper it down a little bit and, you know, or just not address it at all and things like that. So, I mean, that's definitely helped. And once I'm me, you know, like once you can support me being me, we're going to be good because I feel like I'm pretty versatile. So you put it, you know, you put it my way, I'm going to figure it out some kind of way. So I think that's definitely...
That's crazy. Wow.
I wasn't thinking about that. Just supporting me and who I naturally am
right.
to help me continue to elevate. I think that's one of the biggest keys. Just let me thrive, you know what I'm saying, in what I already do. And I just love sports analogies. But it's similar to like...
You can work a sports analogy in there.
Somewhere. Some type of way. Well, it could be anything. You could be, shit, working. No, I don't know. I just like sports to sound better. And like, if I am a point guard, like, why would you put me or try to force me to be a center or something like that? Like, that's right. I'm not naturally good at that. I don't have the physical height for that. You know, it's like things like that. Like, let me be me and let me thrive. Don't try to make me be someone that you want me to be right. or that you visualize, you know, how you would like to see your man or whatever. Like, let me be me. You chose me for a reason. So, and you don't know what I'm capable of until you continuously let me be me. And I think that's one thing women got to understand, too, because once a man is really comfortable in himself, like, this is no stopping him.
Facts.
But you can't try to change who he is because anything after that, it's going to be uncomfortable. There's going to be adjustments. He's going to be trying to figure things out. But when you let him be him, when he's comfortable in his comfort zone, he's going to be able to thrive.
True. I like that. Elevating, proving, it's imperative, man. Like, if that person ain't doing that to you, what the hell are you doing with them at the end of the day? Like, there's so many people out here in situations like that. If you ask them that question, they'll stumble to answer. Like, I don't really know what they bring to my life that's so pure. I mean, I know what I do for them, right? Like, I buy them gifts. I pay their bills. I do this. I do that. I'm there for them when they need me. All that. But, like, damn, what they do for you, though? And that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just me in general, to the question that I asked them, you know, if I'm single today and my old lady not in my life, I'm way more ruthless. I have zero understanding. I have no patience.
Mm-hmm.
Way more pessimistic just about just people in general. And that's the thing about her. Like, she's so warm and she's such a people person. And she always give me the other side. Well, baby, I understand. But let's look at it like this, though. Maybe they didn't mean it like... See, me, I'm real cut and dry. If you do something that's outside of bounds, that's how I got you chalked up. And that's just that. I don't care to think about the why. I don't care to break it down, things of that nature. But that's where she comes in at. You know what I'm saying? So she kind of like, you know, just makes me a bit more understanding, a bit more patient. And, you know, challenges me as well. You know, most people don't feel comfortable doing that, you know, in terms of women and just people in general, just challenging me on maybe my thought process or my ideology on something or whatever. They'll just accept it. And that's just that, but she ain't going. If she feel passionately about something, she going to, well, I hear you, but no, I feel like this. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you got to respect that because steel sharpens steel. And she, you know, keep me sharp in that regard. In comparison, if I just had a girl and she was just there to look good and I'm paying for everything, taking care of, but she ain't challenging shit. She ain't sharpening shit. So, you know, it's that type of situation, you know. But yeah, you know, I feel like that's like very important, man. If you ain't with nobody that can elevate something, that can change something about you for the better, something, regardless of what it is, we can all name different things. If they can't change you for the better, then what the hell are you doing with them? Last one of quick hits. It was a situation where they were speaking about breakups, saying that it's harder on men than it is on women.
Mm.
Get y'all take on what they had to say, man.
They said that I couldn't do it, so I went and...
Y'all, breakups are definitely harder on men. And I'm not just saying that. Studies back this up. and I'm about to tell you why. Studies show that men are more emotionally invested in relationships. And there's not much of a difference between men and women in infidelity in relationships. Men tend to not have so much outside support. Normally when they're in relationships, they're confiding in the person that they're with. Women, on the other hand, tend to confide into their friends, family, and other support systems. So men don't have that sense of support on the other side of the relationship. It also tends to be harder for a man to decide to be in a committed relationship. So when he's in it, he tends to take it very seriously. Women are also more likely to seek out other supports like therapy in order to process through the breakup. So y'all, let's stop the stereotype. Relationships matter to men. Men do feel pain. Men's emotions and feelings matter too. Y'all.
First off, salute to Samantha Lee. She cooking on Instagram. She be showing us a lot of love on there. Appreciate you. Breakups are hard on men. Then they are on women. Which goes against what I would say is widely accepted, that, you know, women are way more devastated after the breakup than men, because men be out there sniping and smashing chicks immediately after and blah, 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 blah. Is there some validity to what she's saying? The breakup is hard on the man.
It is. Yeah, because you get all the blame, bro. Women don't understand that. The man is to blame when y'all break up, bro. Only time a woman get blamed for real is if she went had a kid on them or something. Like, it got to be something drastic, you know what I'm saying, for her to get the blame. Like, something proven, too. It can't just be word of mouth. It got to be proven that she did this, and bam. For the dude, shit, you guilty by association. Goddamn me, you guilty by somebody. I see women all the time, bro. I just seen something online, bro. Before I came here, I'm with baby. They had this woman. She was with this man 4 years. The dude was making $300,000. Mm-hmm. She never worked, right? So she said every 6 months she told this man, I want out this marriage. Since they got married, every 6 months she said, I want out this marriage. I'm done. I'm done. Every 6 months she said, this is verbatim out her mouth. Right? Bam. He finally like, all right, at the end of the year, on their fourth year, he like, look, I'm gone. Fuck it. I'm out. She mad because he living with a new girl now, and 2 weeks in him, being broke up, calling him a bum. He don't pay his car. He don't pay his car note that's in my name. All this type of stuff. When he was here, he didn't know how to manage his money and all that. Just so happened when he could leave, all these allegations go on his back. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
It sounds like he didn't have his stuff together.
Yeah, but she say, oh, he ain't paid that car note in 7 months. You know what? She said verbatim out of her mouth, he makes $300,000. You know what the car was? A Buick LeSabre 2017. I swear to God.
Missing 7 months, though. They come and pick that shit up.
Hey, that's all I'm saying, bro. I say, bro, she big cap, bro. They the big came out that car, bro.
7 months?
Come on. Come on, bro. Come, bro. And she was on live Facebook saying this, bro. And people was in the comments like, bro, sound like to us, your ass is lying. But this is the type of shit. If she wouldn't have went online and just said, oh, if she'd have just slandered him without going online letting people hear how she sound, she'd have got away with that. Calling him a bum and all that type of stuff.
You said a Buick LeSabre.
Buick LeSabre making $300,000. And she never worked, talking about her credit score 830. Mm. That's what she said.
Well, she was an authorized user.
Yeah, you know, she just his account. On his account. Money coming in, just paying it for everything. His money. The credit score sky high. But yeah, oh. Breakups are harder on men than they are on women, man. Mm. You agree with that?
Man. I feel like my answer is going to be a little bit biased because I am a man. But in a lot of aspects, I would definitely agree with that. And I feel like I've made several similar points to what she was saying on that post just now. Whenever a man does decide to be in a relationship and choose a woman that he wants to be with, he does take it seriously and goes all in. When he does decide and when he does take it serious. I'm speaking for those men that take it serious.
What percentage is that?
Well, once they take it serious, I think...
No. Mm. What's the percentage of men who...
Take a relationship serious?
Yeah, who decide to take it serious. 100%. invested head first, diving in?
How do we get these percentages?
I think it is majority. I'll say majority. When okay, are we saying you asking just men in general or men once they're serious?
No, I'm talking about men. Like, let's say that a man decides, okay, I'm going to be in a relationship.
We got 100 men in the room.
100 men in the room. Mm-hmm. They all decide, hey, I'm going to be in a relationship tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
How many of them will really be serious about that?
How many of them is 2 feet in, taking it 100% serious, cutting off everything? This is what I'm focused on.
And they got everything together, like, about themselves?
No, it's but they in a wide range. It's, some people got money, some people don't. It was just wide range of men. But said, but they decide, hey, I'm in this relationship.
But they all at that point to where I want me a woman. I'm going in with her.
I'm gonna say 56%.
Who gonna jump in 2 feet in?
I think so.
Very serious. Cut off
over 50% of the field. Right?
I think more often than not, yes, I will say that. Because once a man is ready, and then a lot of times too, we talk about the time. I think men, just in general, men do want to have a family in some aspect, whether they're making 50K or whether they're making 500. Okay, men do want a family. Men do want to provide and have kids and, you know, all that stuff, grow their legacy. I think a lot of men do want to do that. Now,
some men want two families.
Some. That's true. Get it how they get it.
If y'all missed that, get on the live.
Some can make it work.
That's sad, but that's true.
God damn it, kid. You made me lose my train.
My bad. I'm sorry.
I think a lot of men do want that more times than not. So, like I said, a little 50%. But there are some men who just may not be financially ready. They might not be mentally prepared. I mean, I think it's other different things that go into it. Mm-hmm. But overall, I think they do. I think so. And when we go into it, we're not looking for no exit. We're not expecting it to end. Because it's like, I'm choosing this. I'm going to make it work however I can. I'm going to find a way to make this work. But on the flip side, you know, we talk about a time where women, you know, a lot of women be opportunistic. And, you know, if something a little bit better come along, they might go that route. Mm. Or they may have an exit plan. Or they just there for the time being. A lot of women, it ain't necessarily their fault that they're doing it on purpose. But I think sometimes they'll get into a relationship being hopeful, or wanting to try something different, or I think it's various reasons where women, you know, will want to get into a relationship and then it just don't work out. And they're like, okay, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Similar to the chick a few weeks ago, she was saying she's used to the bad guys, then got with the good guy, and then was like, I don't want this.
Right.
So I think it's you know, the same thing versus men. Men know what they want in a partner for the most part. Now, of course, all women are going to be different, but if you bring in certain characteristics that he's really looking for and really liking, then he going to stay around. You bringing him peace, you understanding, you listening to him, you're not talking to him crazy. Like, you catering to him here and there, you listening to what he has to say, you really taking him into consideration in the things that you do. Be looking for things like that, and once you do, like, he's locked in. And sometimes things can switch up, you know. And regardless, a man gonna try to make a way because he don't want to fail. We don't want to fail. We know at the end of the day it's gonna fall on us anyways. So I'm gonna do whatever I can to make this situation work. And you know that can be bad sometimes. Sometimes we just gotta be better in general. Instead of letting that shit, you know, build up and build up and build up.
Gotcha. Kenny, breakups, are they harder on men than they are on women?
Are we talking about breakups marriage-wise or just a breakup boyfriend and girlfriend?
Marriage.
Yes. When we're talking about marriage, yes. Because the men lose a lot more in a breakup in a marriage than women do. Mm. The things that you lose take a detriment onto your emotions. And how you play and how you react in life and I mean, that's why men complete most of their suicides. That's why we have a 75% rate of committing suicide, you know. So I would say definitely in a marriage, a breakup is harder on a man. Mm.
Yeah, I agree. I think every time a relationship ends, a man loses a piece of himself in it. That's how I feel. You know, we may not admit that, right? Ego is going to, you know, make us not say a lot of things. And it's going to make us have kind of erratic behavior after it's over with. I'm going out, I'm sniping all these women. I'm at the club 6-7 times a week, whatever the case may be, trying to just cope. But all that's coping, you know. But some people will see that as, okay, well, he didn't give a damn. He just moved on half ass, and you were already messing with a chick. He's coping with this failure that's on my resume. Especially in a marriage, that is a big failure on my resume. Now, I don't feel like that affects our market value to other women, but in terms of what it does to us emotionally, it tarnishes us emotionally. Because, you know, it takes a lot for that man to walk down that aisle and take those vows and all of that, you know, speaking to the elimination process that O was talking about, and then once you get in it, like Kenny is talking about, there was a lot of sacrifice that led up to that point, you know. Just men in general, a lot of times, just how we wired to just kind of move things out of the way to make sure that our woman's life is easier. Even if that's putting our wants, needs, and stuff on the back burner, but just to make sure she good and make sure that the family good, I take the short end of the stick at 95% of times, just to make sure that they good. But with that, you know what I'm saying, when a relationship fails, you feel like, damn, I did all that for nothing. I did all that, and we still ain't together. I did all that, and I'm paying you alimony. I did all that, and you took my kids from me, and I'm paying child support, and this, that, and the third. All those sacrifices that I made, and I'm on the losing end of the situation when it's over. So, you know, that's the thought process. So after you leave that, and you go back into that open market, you're not going to trust the same. You're looking at everybody different. No matter how good she is, she could come in there with just wholesome intentions. You still waiting on that other hammer to drop. So it's just, yeah, I mean, just like it takes a lot out of men. But I feel like a lot of men don't really speak on it enough. So they think we just hardened, and it don't affect us like that. Okay, you get a chance to go back to all the women. But, you know, again, we love that woman. Like, we really loved her. We seen ourselves growing old with her. Like, we seen her having our kids and things of that nature. Like, we was invested in that. And this chick that we just met at the club, we was bashing over for a couple weeks, that end, you know, whatever. We didn't have nothing tied to that. But marriage, you know, different ball game. So, you know, I think that is definitely harder. And plus, you know, that support system is very important, as she was talking about. That was probably the thing that stuck out to me the most. Mm-hmm. Women lean on a lot of people while they're in a relationship, sometimes too much. And it works to the detriment of the relationship. But that's another conversation for another day. But they got all those outlets to kind of release. My best friend, my mama, my sister, my cousin, my coworker, all these people that they talking to about their marriage. Men, not so much. We don't talk to nobody about it. Not even our boys, the way that we should. We make reference here and there, man, she tripping, bro. But that's about the full extent of where it's going to go in terms of like what the issues that we really dealing with within our marriage is. But women, they unpacking everything. You know, he did this, it made me feel like this, and now I'm doubting myself, and I don't feel like my body is the same, and I don't think that he in love with me, but I don't think he finds me attractive anymore. I'm just, like, they be deep, because I done heard the conversations. But men, we don't unpack like that. So what do you think, keeping all of that stuff in, and like I said, men sacrifice a lot, and we deal with a lot within a relationship. We keep all that in, and then the relationship tanks.
I will say, too, just a little bit from my experience, like, sometimes that can kind of get you jaded sometimes, because especially when you're constantly going through similar situations, but, like, the same results happen, it's like, okay, it's a different woman, but, you know, it's just come a matter of time where you just be waiting, all right, let me wait about another month or two, because sooner or later, such and such going to pop up, because it happened 4-5 other times, so it's just a matter of when it happens, you'd be like, yep, I knew it. It's just a matter of time. And so going into another relationship, you know, it kind of, now you have a wall up, or now you don't want to take it as serious because you're like, I didn't been through this such and such time. I didn't took different approaches in each relationship, yet you still get the same outcome. So then you start looking at yourself sometimes. It's like, damn, what am I doing? But then I had to come to myself and like, no, I'm a dope-ass individual. They just can't match me. Mm. So you just got to, sometimes you just got to wait it out until you get that right person. But it's going to take L's. That's just what it is. You're not going to be lucky always and find it on the first, second try. Like, especially with today, a lot of people are hurt. A lot of people are broken. A lot of people are going through trauma. And you really going to have to find somebody who is already healed or at least understand that they have past traumas and been through things and are willing to either work it through or not put it on you. Because I'm not saying that you can't date somebody who's been through those type of things, but they have to understand and recognize within themselves before they bring it to the relationship. And so I think that's one thing that was tough because, again, we're going back to being fixers. So with me being young, you know, I was always attracting these hurt-ass women. And OT trying to come in and save the day, when that can't work, she is damaged. She is damaged. There ain't nothing you could do for her, or it's just going to take an extended period of time, and you ain't got the time for it. So that's something I had to work on myself because I'm like, I can't be trying to always be fixing these women or these women coming to me like, oh, I've been hurt, and I've been this, and I've been that, and I just need somebody to, it's like, damn, like, cool, I don't mind you being that person because I don't want to be toxic. But you toxic as hell because you've been through these situations and now you putting the shit all on me. And now it's weighing heavy on me.
You know what's crazy,
just
man?
Dumping it all on, you know what I'm saying?
When it comes to this relationship Pause. Shit, no one wants to lose, bro. No one wants to be wrong in this shit, bro. But what they don't realize is, like, you have to be wrong to get it right.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You have to be wrong in some shit. Because you got to learn. You got to learn yourself and your thresholds on what you going to take, what you not going to take, the stuff you going to deal with a man or a woman, vice versa, all that. Like, you gotta learn that through trial and error. That ain't just something you just come to the game with. It ain't happening. But everybody want to, in a sense, cheat the game and try to start at the end and be like, oh, I found me a person ready-made.
Right. They want the complete product.
It don't work like that. Even if they ready made, you are a different force that's coming into that person's life. So you change the equation of what's mm-hmm. going on. Before yep. you, like, with y'all dating and all that and feeling each other out, yeah, you may see a perfect person. But the moment y'all get together, he may be bad or she may be bad with communicating. You may be bad with holding your tongue and learning how to talk to this person. All that takes time to gel together and y'all get it right. You know what I'm saying? So even and with doing that, you may run into some person to somebody that got it all together. But when y'all together, y'all ain't shit. Y'all don't mesh. So you got to get it wrong in this shit to pick up the lessons in it. So when you finally find somebody that meet the criteria that you didn't learned over the years that you didn't picked up to get it right.
I'll tell you what else too, man. You know what's wild about like when you leave a relationship, like I said earlier, like you leave a piece of you within a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, like that's equivalent to, and I feel sorry for the people who got to follow that type of union in terms of a marriage or something that long term or whatever. Like that next person gonna have hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are stats out there that run down like this, right? It's like to get married the first time, you got a 50% chance of success. Think divorce is at a 50% clip, something like that, right? Second marriage, that drops to like 30% chance of success. Third marriage dropped to like 15% chance. And why is that, right? The reason is because every time I leave one of these relationships, my optimism hits the floor. I'm skeptical. I don't trust you the same. I don't have that same fire and that same fervor to try to make it work because I failed before, so it's like, okay, once I start seeing signs it's going that way, okay, yeah, this about to fail too. And I don't give as much effort as I should. You know what I'm saying? It's equivalent to, like, you know, you ever been binge watching movies on Netflix or something and you stumble on just a cold ass movie early, you like, damn, it's a hell of a movie. The movie go off, you like, damn, that shit crazy. How do I follow this? You try to put on something that you think gonna be decent. It's like, ah, this ain't that.
That's garbage.
It's trash. This ain't that.
Take you 7 hours to find something that's even just in the realm.
Decent.
Yeah, that's like whenever somebody play my mixtape. It's hard to follow up behind that.
You're right. You are absolutely right. Goddamn boy.
You are right.
What do you put up this bullshit?
Anything.
Y'all don't ever support me. Y'all don't ever support me. And I'm tired of it.
You know what we tired of?
Every time.
You not putting out quality. Every That's time. What we tired of.
That nigga say the bars is ass.
I've been fighting for my life. You ask for honesty. We give you honesty. And you get upset.
And we the bad guy.
Give them honesty, not me. It was say the boys is trash, the engineer trash, you trash.
Man, just get a job. Just get a job. On that note, man, we're gonna get in that advice column.
Oh man.
Say 15 day job. Oh shit.
Oh, it's just my bad. Let me get that round of applause. Advice column. Yeah.
Like you just calling somebody up for
interview.
Advice
dollar. Yeah, I think Jason's going to hell in this motherfucker. All right, first things first.
Look at the guy T already be.
He the guy.
I just can't stop laughing. No, I'm trying to stop laughing. All right.
Oh, shit. He can't even open the Patreon.
Close it out and then bring it back, dog.
That's because y'all in it while I'm in it. Shit.
Who will be here to lead questions?
Never.
All right.
Hey, relax. Anonymous, fuck it.
Relax. Never, man. We ain't leading y'all questions, man. Appreciate y'all. First things first, my dog. Day one member.
Day one.
All right, man. My boy say, what's up, fellas? I need some advice about a girl I've been seeing. Hold up.
I would also like to
lay right anonymous. Oh, my God.
Hey, why you don't leave with that, bro?
Hey, yeah, I need y'all to leave with that.
In big letters,
you
man.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, if y'all want to be anonymous, please put that first.
Oh, please. My God.
All right, man.
God damn. We just,
it's all good. We just going to blank
first
it
first and last day.
Social Security number.
I would like address. To be anonymous.
Yeah. All right. We say context. Long story. I worked with her for a few years. We definitely had noticeable chemistry in that time, but I don't get involved with people I currently work with. Over that time, I found myself getting more and more attracted to her. She ended up getting another job, and we kind of lost touch after she left. About a year went by, and I decided to hit her up and see what's good. Initially, the vibe was pretty friendly, but after a couple hours, it was pretty clear that the chemistry was still very much there. We've gone on a handful of dates, been having sex. She stayed over, doing couple-ish things. The vibe is great, but she told me that she has zero desire to ever want to commit or ever have a family with anyone. Both things I desire. The confusing thing is she continues to show her attraction and affection for me while actively mentioning her lack of desire to commit. We have since talked about cutting back on the dates and all that, but we still have sex. Her reasoning is because she doesn't want to hurt me by quote unquote leading me on. And she feels that she can't give me what I want.
I don't want to lead you home.
Because she can't promise that she'll change her mind on commitment.
What's wrong with
she
you?
Also made it clear that she is a monogamous person, and as long as we were having sex, I will be the only one she'll be having sex with, whether we have a title or not. Given that she is someone I've had strong attraction to for years, should I stay and ride it out and see where it goes, chalk this one up so that I'm not wasting time, or take another route that I'm hoping y'all could advise me to take?
Fam.
Appreciate y'all. Always look forward to the pod week in, week out. By the way, more context, I'm 24 and she is 27.
Get out of there, bro.
The only riding out you should be doing,
bro,
it's on your lap. That's it.
Bro. But he gonna fall, but you, he already got feelings for her.
He gotta go, bro.
Yeah, he gotta go. You dead, bro. Get out of here.
Get out of here, bro.
You gotta go,
save
bro.
Your feelings.
She don't
bro.
Want that.
She gonna destroy your feelings. You keep smashing on it and all that. Cause the more you smash her, bro, the deeper and deeper you goddamn getting feelings for and all that type of stuff. Cause you already there.
She let it be. She played. She Damn. Pulled a you on you.
Yeah, and she told you what it was from the door. And you fell in love.
I gotta call you a sucker, bro.
Lollipop, Rob Kardashian. That's what I gotta
she
call.
She said
you. What?
I don't want a relationship.
She told him I don't kids. Want none of it, but he want
no
all that.
No family, nothing, but he wants that.
Yeah.
She made it. She said she made it
she
clear.
She made it clear from the jump.
But he ain't got to be a sucker.
And then gave him the ass. And he still fell in love.
She said, I can't get you commitment.
You know what it is? Is that I speak about all the time. Dudes be talking like, you know, women catch feelings. Women got attachments to the sex, whatever the case may be. And I be saying, bro, there's some women out there. That are ruthless with the sex. They had a sex with you 100 times and don't feel nothing for you. And they never believe me. But this is exactly what I'm talking about right here, man. She told you from the jump, I have no interest in a relationship. I have no interest in a family. I don't want commitment at all.
At all. I just want you to knock the bottom out this motherfucker.
That's it.
Can you do that?
Can you do that? Did you miss me? Two long strokes. That's all she wants.
You know what this sound like? Almost like B. Taylor from the other day on our live when she was saying, yeah, he may say this, but his actions showing he taking me to his mama house. He taking me to his dying grandmother. Mm-hmm. Like,
damn.
All that shit don't... She did say that.
Damn.
But all that dying shit don't matter. All that shit does not matter. She said what she said initially.
Yeah. Yeah.
It don't matter what the actions show.
Yeah.
She said what she said. And she said, I don't want nothing serious. I'm not looking to have no family.
You're nothing but a glorified trophy.
We can have a good time. But that's
she using him as a trophy, picking him up.
She,
all right, you can come by my house.
She sound like a man.
You know what I'm saying?
She sound like a man, bro.
She a grown man out here, man.
Sound like she enjoying life.
That's real. No, I agree. That's what. That's my. I'm
to her way of enjoying life.
You know what I'm saying? Putting them legs on his head, boy.
That's why I'm telling him.
That's a
he getting lost in the sauce. Damn.
Got the perfect scenario, gang. I don't know why you're trying to mess that up, man.
What you doing?
If you want to be, if you want to,
because it's the perfect scenario.
Is he trying to be intentional or is he not?
If he's not,
if he's trying to be intentional, then lead it.
But it's too good, and he got feelings already.
Sex's good too.
It's hard for him to leave. She look good. They got chemistry.
Oh God, he trying to.
I get what you're saying, 1,000%. Don't get me wrong. I'm with you. But when you in that moment, how can you break free from that? He got the feelings involved. The sex is good. The conversation is good. But he wants something that she doesn't. So how do you break? How do you break from that?
But see, I think he answered his own question. He said, "Should I ride it out, or should I, you know, just move around?" Well, so, and it ain't no ride it out. The issue is with the suggestion you get. Ain't no ride it out. She don't want that. So if you ride it out, then that means that you expect her to change her mind somewhere down the line. And because she's showing you affection, and because, you know, she rub your head and massage your shoulders, and, you know, you can tap the back of her tonsils, that you feel like that maybe one day, hopefully, she gonna feel the same way I do. I got news for you, gang. She's not. So do with that information as you will. Now, if you want to ride it out and just continue to just ride that roller coaster, cool, but you got to adjust your expectations. You know what I'm saying? She ain't changing. Don't expect that. Don't say, okay, well, I'm going to put in a little more effort.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? That maybe I can convince her that you're going to be wasting time and energy.
You ain't got enough dick. Yeah. That just ain't happening.
Yeah. So.
Dang.
What I'm saying. Get out of there. Sex ain't going to convince us what I'm saying.
Right.
Say, it don't matter the situation because she said what she said. So.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty then.
In the perfect situation and fell in love.
Mm-hmm. That's how it happens, man.
Reversal roles, huh?
Because she different. She don't move like the rest of the women do. He used to the women falling in love after he get that ass, and she just keeping it G like a motherfucker, giving him a head nod in public.
Like, I gotta have it. I gotta have it.
Hitting him with the text like, need that.
Eye emojis. She puts it. Yeah, that's tough. All right, we're gonna keep it moving, man. Next one is, make sure. Ashanti, Patreon. She says, hey, crew, thanks so much for answering my question. I appreciate y'all's response, but I wanted to add some context because we have had talks about being intentional. We both agree that we want our next relationship to be our last. So does it make a difference if we're exclusive in the sense that we don't talk to anyone else, or that he's been consistent in his communication with me since day one, or that he says he definitely sees a future with me but wants to work on himself before putting a title on the relationship? I think it got to this point because I couldn't put a time limit on how long it took him to heal from his past relationship. Plus, I didn't want to rush either. But damn, how do we know? Update, I did decide to walk away after receiving your advice, but feel free to address the question if you think it might be beneficial to your audience. So our question was, so does it make a difference if we're exclusive in the sense that we don't talk to anyone else, or that he's been consistent in his communication with me since day one, or that he says he definitely sees a future with me but wants to work on himself before putting a title on the relationship? And let me kind of get refreshed with the question. First question was, I need y'all help. So I've been dating a guy for a year now, and he still hasn't made it official. Oh, I remember that question. In the beginning, we agreed to take things slow, but I think that a year is long enough. His reason is that he just isn't ready. While I don't want to rush things or force his hand, I hate to think that I'm quote-unquote waiting on him or wasting my time in a situationship, or that he doesn't see my worth, because I want to be loved too. He's a great person and has been very good to me.
I remember this.
You remember that? So, yeah, so she's saying, so, because I think we told her, get the hell up out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
A year is crazy. Come on now. But she's saying, does it make a difference that, you know, does it make a difference if we're exclusive in the sense that we don't talk to anyone else? So she's saying he don't talk to no one else, but he still want to wait that year. Or that he's been consistent in his communication. He's been communicating since day one. Or that he definitely sees a future with me but wants to work on himself first. Does those things matter in the context of the situation she gave? They tried to take things slow. Situation dragged out a year. He still ain't trying to make it.
He's trying to work on himself, man.
A year?
Yeah.
A year, okay.
Yeah. Well, COVID just had people just bouncing back from COVID.
If you're going to work on yourself for a year and you, goddamn, you know somebody is wanting a relationship with you, let them go. Because you holding their life up, trying to get your life together. Who's to say when you come about this shit, you going to like that person?
That's my thing. That's my thing.
Like, nah, I don't think that's fair, bro. You need to make it clear. Hey, bro, look, I'm working on myself. Go ahead and do you. You know what I'm saying? I'm building over here right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Once I'm done building over here and getting myself together, if you're still available, we can take that shot at that. But not, hey, I'm building over here, but I need you to be unavailable to the rest of the world, only available to me. But I don't need you too close. That's crazy.
A year in.
That's crazy. No. She did the right thing. Don't think twice. Keep it push.
Yeah, I mean, I believe in giving people grace, man, but a year is crazy in terms of us, like, not committing to anything. Like, no title, not even boyfriend or girlfriend. Like, I don't care what the justification is. You know, y'all not dating other people. Because, for one, he's definitely smashing somebody else. Let's call that what it is. This man's not in a one-year relationship with you, uncommitted, and not messing with nobody else. That's just not realistic. You see what I'm saying? Also, him expressing his intentions mean nothing if he ain't taking no active steps to do it. That's just a way to keeping your ass close to me, keeping you in the tuck until I get ready to do what I need to do. But him expressing his intent to do it means nothing if you ain't seen no actionable steps. And you haven't, which is why, you know, you feel the way you feel about it. So, and as far as constant communication, that means nothing either. Because, again, I want to set up the smashes. I want to, you know, make sure that I'm tapping base with you just to, you know, keep shit fresh. So we don't go 3 months and I hit you up, hey, pull up. Because that's a bit crazy. You know what I'm saying? It sound crazy. Some dudes don't care. But it would sound a bit crazy.
Pull up.
Pull up. But, you know, I want to keep the conversation going. And you might just be a cool person. You mm-hmm. might just be cool to talk to. But that doesn't mean that he has intentions of doing anything serious with you. So, mm-hmm. you know, my answer stays the same. Yo, if I'm be honest, and you did the right thing, getting the hell up out of there, that is crazy. You got anything to add to that, Kenny?
I think you and Matt said everything about it.
All right, last one of the day.
What are you talking about?
It's from Lady A, Patreon. She says, "Hey, crew, Lady A here. I want to hear your opinion." So context, my husband and I have been together 14 years, married 10. When starting out, we were both grinding it out. However, within the last year, he got his quote-unquote dream job. Now I'm too masculine, too independent. Maybe I don't know how to be a wife, replaceable, etc. I want to know what's with the switch. So they've been together 14 years, married 10 years.
Uh-huh.
However, within the last year, he got his dream job, getting to that bag.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, she too masculine, independent, and maybe she don't know how to be a wife.
He looking for a way out.
No.
Nigga looking for a way out,
bro. So you saying he was surviving?
Yes, bro.
He's fighting for his life.
Got his dream job.
I think he got his dream
job. And now it's everything a problem after 10 years.
I don't think it's a problem. We don't have much context.
She just gave us context.
No, not a lot, though. But I think, okay, so he got a new job.
Got a new job. They've been married 10 years.
Since he got a
been
new,
knowing each other
since
14.
He got a new job and dream job,
mm-hmm.
Can we assume that he's making a little more money than he was before?
Of course. He got his dream job. He's making the money. Okay,
so with him making a little more money, they've been married 14 years. Hey, baby, I think now it's time for you to stay at home.
Ain't happening.
So, again, thank you. Because she's probably been working for so long, you know, got her own or whatever. I know I'm creating my own scenario.
You are.
But that appears.
But when
how
I
it
did
is.
That last week, y'all was on my neck.
That was plenty of context behind that last week. Plenty of context behind that one.
You just lost.
But anyway, I think he's making more money. Even though she didn't give the whole story, it seems like he's making more money and he wants her to stay home. She don't want to stay home. So that's why he's saying she's being a little more masculine.
Bro.
If I had to just assume.
That woman is used to helping and is going to help for the rest of her life.
That's what I feel like she's used to carrying some weight.
Now, in my opinion, like I said, it ain't that. He got his dream job. He's saying, I can get my dream chick.
Man, what are you saying?
Dream job equals dream chick. That's how he thinking, bro. That man is undisciplined, unrealistic with a damn
14
self.
Years.
Nigga been waiting 14 years.
You know why? Because he into some new money. I got a new glow by myself. Got my dream job. I can replace everything around here, including you. And that's what he trying to do.
I need my woman to stay
so
at home.
So if I'm you, I'm taking everything right now. You got to see this shit. You understand me? Man, look. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you've been doing in the marriage. Look. Keep doing what you've been doing in the marriage, because it ain't been no problem until this point.
But he says she's masculine now.
It ain't been no problem until this point, till he got that new money. Keep doing what you're doing for the next 6 months, so like you've been doing for the last 10 years, and watch how his attitude and his patience and all that type of shit change. Because now he got that dream job, and he looking for his dream woman. That's how it go, bro. That's how these niggas be doing, bro. Like,
too
he's
masculine, too independent, and
I'm telling you,
maybe
what it is,
I don't know how to be a wife.
He ain't got no. He want full autonomy over it now. But y'all 14 years in a relationship, 10 years marriage. That ship has sailed, my boy.
He trying to reign supreme now.
That ship has sailed.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, and he trying to shine with his dream.
It's morphin' time.
He said, "Look, man, I got money. You staying at home now?"
Nah, bro. Like I'm telling you,
you ain't gotta work, baby.
You gotta see this. Like I see it coming, bro.
So he trying to be controlling?
No, he. Right now, he into the, you know.
Matt said he trying to leave.
He trying to leave, bro. He got that new bread. He looking for an excuse.
I don't think so.
Making the scenario now. Because you got to realize, this whole time, she ain't been masculine.
We need more context.
Hey, man, the whole time, I'm going on what she said, the woman said.
Too masculine.
This sounds like a woman trying to paint her side to be good and glorified.
And she also said too independent.
Right,
so he got more money, and she's still trying to carry her weight. And he's like, hey, I got the bread. Why are you still trying to be independent got it now?
Obviously, she gonna look at this, right? So can we end it like this? Look, lady, whoever you is.
Lady
you
know A.
Lady A. We need you to write back in and say the shit that you do in the relationship Like, give us like.
No, let him write back in.
Give us, if you can be real and don't be don't be goddamn biased on your end. Just be real on your side, how you see it, and how it's coming from him. And then we can have more texture on this.
Before Lady B come into the picture.
That's real talk.
Do y'all have kids?
Same. All that type of shit.
I think all that's important.
Like, all y'all, do y'all have kids? What was your role before he got that job? Mm-hmm. Goddamn me. How long you been in that role? Mm-hmm. Partnerships. Like, did y'all do everything together? Goddamn me. What was the arguments like? We need that type of texture to get this answer for you.
Yeah, because people be like, oh, now you got a new job. You can't spend no time with me now. And yeah, here we go. Now we're going to start making up reasons.
That type of stuff. He got a new job, doesn't require more time.
I need more context, though.
Yeah, we need, that. You know what I'm saying? But in my opinion,
you are being replaced.
Dream job, dream chick is wild.
That's crazy. After 14 years, nigga went 14 years to replace your ass.
Dream chick.
He just crazy. Got his day. Nigga was making four.
She walking out, he playing dream chick.
Dream chick.
Is this what you want?
So I used to pray for John like this. To grow like this.
I used to pray for that nigga on this nigga.
When I bought that.
Y'all thought it was ready? You thought it was ready?
Look at that in the eyes.
Flex show these niggas. I'm like, pop out the spinach.
That nigga on his knees, bro.
That is insane, my nigga. Hey, I think, you know, again, just to get rid of your
That's crazy.
I think that it could be that, but I also think that he don't have right to complain about her being too masculine. Now, you got to lay in the bed you made. That's 14 years of programming that she had to do it because your ass wasn't getting to that dream job in an expeditious fashion. Mm. So because she had to do that for 14 years and you finally got the job and you just want to snap your fingers, hey, stop all the 14 years of programming you've been doing. I need to do something else. Sometimes. And because she doesn't want to do it, you get mad at her. No, you don't have the right to do that. She was that way when you met her. Because the thing about women who's super independent and who's super masculine and challenging and all of that, they was like that for a long goddamn time.
That's
it. You knew who she was when she got into the relationship, and it wasn't a problem then. It shouldn't be a goddamn problem.
That's all
now.
I'm saying, bro.
Consistency. He lay in the bed that you made.
That's it.
Period.
That's all I'm saying.
I feel it.
But.
Come on.
I see my dreams unfold.
Nightmares come true.
Bro, guarantee you, bro. That's how you think it, bro.
That's fucked up.
Married to my dream job. I say, yeah, I do.
Don't let it be a big bag that he went got. He went from like 50 to like 150.
That's what I'm saying.
Boy.
Said dream job.
Boy. Soon as he got that job, his head snapped like this.
Well, I'm looking to replace your ass right now, boy.
Looking for an excuse.
You better not breathe wrong than that.
That's crazy.
Boy, let the interviewer say, Donna, put your mother on the phone.
Straight up.
I ain't coming.
You never coming home. Okay? Take it easy. All right, man. We're going to wrap this
up. I'm sorry, Lady A. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's it. That shit crap. But prayers to all poison ball. I know I'll be giving up, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in with us.
I'm sad to tell you, but you lost your husband, baby.
No, we ain't going to say that.
I'm just keeping it right.
Hey, they're going to try to lie to you, man.
I ain't saying all that.
I know what's going on, man.
Anybody got some final words before Matt starts saying some wild?
That's real. Hey, they may think it's wild. Watch what I tell you. 6 months, it's going to be a bigger problem. I guarantee you. No matter what's going on, bro.
She got to check herself.
Bro, because she not about to dumb down her light to let his shine bigger, bro. It don't work like that. They both been shining together for 14 years.
That's fine.
At the same brightness.
But once you elevate, once one person elevates a lot more than the other person, you don't think, especially in this aspect, you don't think she needs to come down?
No, you know why? Because I am an advocate of women need to protect themselves. You don't know if this man, bro, you can't put a pistol to somebody's head and make them love you, stay with you. You can't do that. One day you just wake up, you know what, I'm out. What if she didn't quit her job? You know what I'm saying? He got his dream job, she quit her job, and then he like, you know what, man, I know you made these adjustments for me, but
I don't care about nothing.
Let me get about it. Now she done lost her job, lost her man, lost her livelihood in the sake of trying to protect her marriage. Would you say she protected herself? people would say she was crazy for doing that. So, no, I am an advocate of protect yourself.
She's too independent.
Man, bro, that's what got them here.
Did it?
Well.
Wait till we get the shit on the next
Pod.
Know.
Tune in next time. Further details.
Straight up. Man, appreciate everybody tapping in with us, man. Salute to Crusader Nation, man. Patreon. Everybody that been showing love, man. All of the new followers, all the new fans. We down there to 200,000 everywhere. Woo! You know what I'm saying? We just hit, I think, 11,000, 12,000 on Facebook. Y'all boys are showing love. And we definitely
go, go follow the Facebook. We just got started on that thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Put your family and friends on it. All that, your co-workers, all that. Put them all on it, man.
Your baby, your nephew.
You know, all your people be on Facebook. So if you got some shit you want to talk about with your people, you know what I'm saying, especially with your parents or your or the older people and all that, just send them to our page. And goddamn, y'all, you can start the discussion with that, because we know them type of discussions is hard with your peoples. So
that's facts. Also, all merch, man, crewseason.com for your latest in the merch. We got brand new hoodies that coming in about a week. Hopefully a little earlier.
Should have came today.
But, you know, as soon as they get here, y'all know how we give it up. We're going to post it, man. And y'all, you know, support and show out the same way that y'all been doing. We definitely appreciate it. I think that's all I got right now. Y'all got anything before we get up out of here?
No, I'm good.
Keep supporting. Keep following. Keep sharing. All that good stuff. Keep commenting. Especially like on the audio. Comment. Drop your comments. Spread the love.
That's real.
We appreciate all the support. We look at all of it.
I challenge y'all to show three people this week, man, that don't know about the pod. Put them on, man.
Oh, one thing I would like for y'all to do, too. Live tweet. Whenever y'all watching, if y'all could tweet, or whenever y'all listen to it, just tweet out throughout the time, you know, the pod is on, or some of your funny moments throughout the pod. You know what I'm saying? Tweet that out and tag
us. What you agree with, what you don't agree with, what you indifferent about, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that.
All that.
It's facts. On that note, man, we appreciate it. We're going to get up out of here with a record off that new Blast project called Keep Calling, featuring Larry June. We gone, gang.
Boy,
I'm in rap form. Know that they praying for him to stop. No foreign, I just did a cool tour in Alaska. Entertaining the eyes, no it hurt on the watch. Never heard of this watch, but I still got a cop. I just touched down, joy, surprise party for cops. Back in the field, you know I smarter to plot. I ain't even checking the scoreboard, I stopped. What for? Double up on this world tour, then drop again. Why you looking for a block to spin? My international blast, you can't box me in. My circle full of elites. But a lot of folk in position, guess I gotta be him. If it's real, let it be known, we ain't gotta pretend. Long as we got respect, we ain't gotta be friends. You know I just don't sleep, I embody the trend. Maybe that be the reason she keep calling. She keep calling again, yeah. Keep calling, calling. Keep balling. Baby, I'm standing on business, I'm flawless. Baby, my diamonds still hitting, they flawless. Yeah, they keep calling, calling. I keep on ballin'. Baby, I'm standing on business, I'm flawless. Baby, my diamonds still hittin', they flawless.
Phone ringing, she got the nose. I'm moving on, you ain't get the clue. You did me wrong, I'm done with you. 10,000 blues, what I'm thumbing through. Picking up my, and it's been taken. Fly out the way, secret location. Kiss on the lips right before breakfast. Cop in Van Cleef, nigga, with the extras. Rose gold. And the diamond special. Put off in the Porsche playing my confession. I just played a game, never sweat up. Knew I had to change, got my bread up. I keep ballin', putting in work, still turning down offers. International with it, y'all get it round the globe. I'm focused on growth, nigga, stand on my toes. What's happening?
Keep calling, calling. Keep ballin'. Baby, I'm standing on business, I'm flawless. Baby, my diamonds still hitting, they flawless. Yeah. Keep on ballin', baby, I'm standing on business, I'm flawless. Baby, my diamonds still hitting, they flawless.
Y'all talking about shit, you already know what the fuck gonna happen. Me and Blast gonna understand, you already know it's gonna be a classic. Numbers.